breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. A change at the top in British politics yet again. A big announcement this morning from Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
Every decision I've taken has been about putting the country I love first. That is why I will resign as leader of the Labour Party. I have spoken to His Majesty the King this morning to inform him of my decision.
Starmer says he will be staying on as caretaker prime minister until a new leader is chosen. Starmer and his party are wildly unpopular in public opinion polls. Britain now on its way to having its seventh prime minister in 10 years. Senior U.S. and Iranian negotiators wrapping up a lengthy round of initial talks aimed at permanently ending the war. The initial mediation was rocky at times, but also led to some agreement.
These are the first talks to be held under the terms of the Memorandum of Understanding agreed last week between the U.S. and Iran. Tehran has pledged not to procure or develop nuclear weapons, but Iran's nuclear program is a long-running and complicated source of geopolitical tension. And the two sides have given themselves an initial 60 days to get a final deal when the last nuclear agreement, which Donald Trump ditched, took the best part of 2 years to negotiate.
The BBC's Jessica Parker in Lucerne. Oil prices edging lower over optimism about those talks, and gas prices are falling as the summer driving season heats up. This morning's AAA national average for regular, $3.92 a gallon. It's down a penny from yesterday, more than 60 cents lower from a month ago. Intense heat and dry, windy conditions fueling several wildfires in the West, including an uncontained blaze in Utah. It's forced the evacuation of a small town to the southwest of Salt Lake City. Checking Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 34 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 9 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Did you really think Pure Talk was just going to sit back and watch America turn 250 years old without doing something awesome to celebrate? Of course not. That's why they're raising $250,000 for America's Warrior Partnership by the end of July. America's Warrior Partnership is on the front line of preventing veteran suicide. They've had extraordinary success, and here's how you can help. When you switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk this month, you'll be invited to round up to support America's Warrior Partnership. No pressure, but if you do, Pure Talk will match your donation dollar for dollar. And to further celebrate 250 years of our extraordinary democratic republic, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. Dial pound 250, say micro. That's pound 250, say micro. And happy birthday to us.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're heading out towards the western part of the state this morning, there is some rain out in Hagerstown and out in that area. And some of the rain is pretty active. So just a heads up for that. I-70, Interstate 81 and out through that area. But a good start right here looking at you live at both the harbor tunnels with the lanes open. Already busy southbound on 895 and 95 into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The west side beltway, nothing major there so far. We're good from 795 down the hill, eventually down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms as we get into your Monday afternoon. Highs are going to be in the upper 80s and lower 90s with heat and humidity building as well. More storms on Monday night, then we'll start to dry out by midweek. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 degrees in White Marsh and 70 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore City imposed new restrictions for young people on the last day of AFRAM following a disturbance on Saturday night. A large fight involving young people led to the declaration of a civil unrest zone after two police officers were assaulted. In response to the incident, Mayor Brandon Scott announced that anyone under the age of 18 had to be accompanied by a parent, guardian, or responsible adult at all times on Sunday. Police are looking over videos and body camera footage as they continue to investigate the Saturday incident. And a 14-year-old in a stolen car is allegedly responsible for a deadly hit-and-run crash in southwest Baltimore. The Saturday afternoon accident in the 1800 block of West Pratt Street killed a 3-year-old girl. Police found the vehicle a short time later, and the teenage driver was taken into custody. Police say a family member of the suspect reported the vehicle stolen shortly before the crash. And last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 282, the pick 4, 3565. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Harry Stein on Sports.
605 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name. They get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Good news from out west yesterday as the Orioles smoked the Dodgers.
Eckhauser hits a high drive to deep center. Paez back. Paez will watch it go. Colton Kauser to dead center field. Smacks a home run on a 3-2 pitch.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Colton Kauser's solo blast in the third. Part of a 4-RBI day for the Bird center fielder as Baltimore jumps on L.A. starter Emmett Sheehan. 6 runs in the first 4 innings and are out to a 12-1 series clinching win over the Dodgers. The Birds hit 4 homers in all. They bang out 15 hits, much to the delight of manager Albernaz.
What the offense is capable of, and it was great to see these guys show up, especially after a tough game one here, and how they bounced back, and like even yesterday, got a little gnarly in the ninth, but our guys came up and showed ready to play.
Brandon Young remains the story of the Orioles pitching staff in 2026 with another strong performance, 5 innings of 1-run baseball, 6 wins for Young, and that leads the staff. Meanwhile, crisis averted on the back nine yesterday at Shinnecock Hills. Wyndham Clark shoots a final round 3 over 73, but holds off Sam Burns by 1 stroke to capture the 2026 Open, and along with it a paycheck for $4,500,000. Coming up in 30 minutes, the U.S. men's team marches on. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Monday, June the 22nd, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, juveniles run wild all over Baltimore, Fells Point, Afrim, you name it, and with no sign of abating. Iran talks continue despite the exchange of threats. We'll tell you what critics have gotten wrong and have misread this deal. But our top story here today, more ballot problems here in the state of Maryland. This in Prince George's County. We'll take a look at the early voting turnout. It was not impressive whatsoever. And tomorrow is the big day, as we all know, primary election day. Prince George's County Board of Elections recently acknowledged that many voters did not receive specimen ballots until after early voting had already begun because of printing errors, depriving some of these voters the opportunity to review candidates and ballot questions before they went out and cast their ballots. Specimen ballots are basically informational copies mailed to the voters before voting actually begins. In this particular case, they mailed them out the day before early voting, and some probably are still getting their specimen ballots even after they voted. The delayed specimen ballots are the latest in the series of election administration mistakes, whether they be intentional, unintentional. One thing is for sure, this is unacceptable. Let's go down the list, shall we? Incorrect party ballots mailed to hundreds of thousands of voters. Duplicate ballots to send more than 100 voters on June the 12th. Printing errors affecting thousands of voters now in Anne Arundel County last month. And now, of course, the specimen ballots in Prince George's County. And, of course, the election experts are saying there's no evidence that these mistakes affected any outcomes. But again, it does undermine the confidence in the entire system. So whether they were intentional or unintentional, or whether there were actual outcomes affected or unaffected, this undermines our confidence in the system. In many Baltimore Sun article over the weekend, many both Democrat and Republican officials are saying, you got to fix this. You absolutely have to fix this. Maryland Freedom Caucus and the Secure the Vote organization last Thursday, we told you that they're demanding the State Board of Election release its voter records to the DOJ so they can conduct a comprehensive audit. Jared DeMarinis, who is the state elections administrator, saying that he's willing to appear before the General Insane Asylum if requesting a hearing, but says he doesn't understand what the critics are calling for. You kidding me? If you don't know what the problem is, you don't get it, then you don't deserve to be in the position to begin with. He said, I understand what they're calling for. I just don't understand it. Isn't that either the General Assembly or my board, which is independent of me? They're the ones that hire and fire me. They're well aware of contract management because we put it in the state administrator's report. But here we go. In 2024, the Baltimore City Board of Elections mistakenly counted nearly 600 votes. An extra 600 votes on Election Day, an error that led to misleading results in that contest for the 11th City Council District. In 2022, Baltimore City's election boards also discovered 750 voters were assigned to the wrong legislative districts after redistricting changes. And about the same time, 10,000 voters in Prince George's County received incorrect sample ballots because of a printing error. So this has been going on now for years. For years, we've had ballot printing errors, we've had mistakes, we've had extra vote counting, and nobody has fixed this thing because nobody really cares. They just think, in a state that's dominated by Democrats, I guarantee you, let Democrats start getting impacted by some of these mistakes, and they'll fix it. I bet you bottom dollar on that one. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, and looking for what is a report of a stalled vehicle northbound 95 approaching the Beltway. I'm looking at the camera here at Kenwood. That's right before you get up to the Beltway from Kenwood Avenue. I see a vehicle on the shoulder, so it looks like it's okay through here. There's no backup. Traffic southbound is running okay as well, down to the split at 95 and 895. If you're coming downtown early, JFX is clear. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. All the interstates coming into the Beltway with the lanes open and nothing out of the ordinary there, including the ride down to the Capitol Beltway on 95 from Route 32 to 16 down through Cherry Hill Road, running with the lanes open. Couple of slow pockets, but that's about normal, mostly on the BW Parkway south through Arundel Mills and down towards Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your month. What a gorgeous weekend it was, huh? One of the best weekends of the year so far. Stay weather alert today. Strong severe storms, heavy rains, damaging winds possible this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, it will be hot and humid. Highs in the low 90s. And Tuesday, we're going to cool down a little bit with some sustainable rain. And again, we're still in somewhat drought conditions, so you do need the rain. But you need that kind of all-day soaking rain and not the brief flash thunderstorm. Right now, cloudy 72 in Annapolis, 66 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. A new study suggesting, that the National Guard was deployed to protect the reflecting pool yesterday from vandals. It's got algae, peeling paint, and vandals now apparently pouring chemicals into the reflecting pool. Of course, President really upset over all that. I saw more investigative stories on that than I did on the Potomac poop gate. Remember when they were... You had CNN and MS Now, all these people going down doing their own water testing of the water and the... It's absurd. They're so Trump deranged.
They hate them so much.
They do. Pound of ground beef now costs more than the federal minimum wage. So if you work at a fast food chain, that means you're probably getting laid off in Patties.
Okay.
Jay Leno said Joe Rogan is the new Johnny Carson. I don't see
what?
It.
No.
I don't think he's funny at all, I'll tell you the truth.
No, nor do I.
Yeah, so he has some good shows. He has some interesting shows. He has interesting guests. But who's got 3 hours to sit around and listen to a podcast? I mean, that's crazy. Right. U.S. and Italy under a diplomatic tiff after Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni insisted that Trump was lying when he said she begged him for a photo together. So we'll be seeing tariffs on meatballs soon, I'm sure. She got elected as a sort of a populist, and then she governed as a globalist. And right. She sucked up to the EU and the rest of them, so that's why Trump doesn't want anything to do with her. And, of course, they denied us air rights for the war in Iran. They wouldn't let our planes refuel. They wouldn't let us land. So
she seemed cool at first.
And then, of course, she did seem cool at first. But again, it's just, actions speak louder than words. Team USA beat Australia in the World Cup. They've secured a spot now in the knockout round. Great news for America. So every day they play football means we're getting closer to real football. Coming up.
4 weeks to training camp.
Exactly. President Trump has unveiled the new Air Force One. Have you seen it?
Beautiful.
No. Ooh, yeah, it is a gorgeous plane. I love the color of the U.S. flag blue that they've... That baby blue was kind of, beta.
Right.
This is
very
a real...
Beta.
This is an Alpha Air Force One.
Pretty nice looking inside.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thank God no algae, too.
Or chemicals.
Okay, here it is. Hunter Biden has now challenged Don Trump Jr. to a UFC-style cage fight. Who do you think wins that one?
Depends on whether he's coked up or not.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
all right.
I guess get all spastic.
Probably will never see it because UFC fighters do have to take a drug test before they compete.
He's suspended before it gets started.
Well, folks were at the Rod Stewart concert out in Utah over the weekend, and fortunately nothing bad happened, but Rod ran out of gas in the middle of a song. He was singing Young Turks and apparently ran out of breath and needed an oxygen tank to... come on stage. At the end of the song, they brought out the oxygen tank, and he was taking puffs and inhaling oxygen while the crowd was cheering. And when he was finished, they said, "The show must go on."
True performer.
Yeah, exactly. What is he now?
85, I think.
Yeah, is that what it is? 80. He's older than the Beatles? Yeah, he might be.
I think so. I think I saw 85. 81 or 85. One of
the neck and neck, yeah.
Because McCartney just had a birthday last week. 83? Yeah, something like that. Yeah. All right, legendary TV producer-director James Burrows passed away on Friday. He was 85. He was responsible for helping make some of the, a lot of shows, big hits. And I'll play some of the theme songs, see if you can recall which shows James Burrows brought to all of us for entertainment and pleasure.
Thank you. could you name?
Mary
Tyler Moore.
Yes.
Taxi.
Yes.
Cheers.
Yes.
Kelsey Grammer.
No.
Okay. That's all I know then.
That's good, though. I got three out of the five. Mm-hmm. The last one was Friends. And the one right after Mary Tyler Moore was the Bob Newhart Show.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was way off.
Yeah, Bob Newhart
Not
Show.
Bad.
That's a pretty good roster of big hits, huh?
Room
222. Room 222. Was that a hit?
I don't think. It was like that Flutie.
That's almost as bad as a Mod Squad, you know? Remember the Mod Squad?
Charlie Gishler Show.
That got taken off years ago.
Only had
you know
one
that?
Segment.
That's right. All right, we're off and running this morning, Chuck. Seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's 620. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Police. Nino Mangione. One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Firefighters. Nino Mangione. Congressman Andy Harris said, "We need Nino Mangione on the Baltimore County Council. We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for council." Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state Senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state Senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Matt Fox. Karen Donahue, Treasurer.
Veteran and lifelong District 6 resident Henry Siskowski understands the challenges families face every day. With rising costs, higher taxes, and increasing fees, Henry believes Maryland needs fresh ideas and responsible leadership. He'll fight to make life more affordable, protect taxpayer dollars, and ensure projects like rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge are completed responsibly and efficiently. Henry Siskowski is running for state delegate to bring a new strong voice for the people. Paid for by Friends of Henry Siskowski. Bridget Swink, Treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
623, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the west side outer loop now is filled in just a bit and beginning to slow just a bit. Outer loop between I-70 and then Route 40 and then down towards Frederick Road. Much better. You'll have a few brake lights just beginning on 895 southbound as you're rounding the curve south of O'Donnell Street. But all the lanes are open. Fort McHenry Tunnel is clear. We made our first complete checks through Annapolis. Now we're clear from the Bay Bridge, moving three lanes westbound to eastbound. And then the lanes are open over towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and right now we're clear at the top of the hill at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. It's a stay weather alert day today. Strong, severe storms, heavy rains, damaging winds, possibly the afternoon and evening. Otherwise, it'll be hot and humid in the low 90s on the second longest day of the year, as the summer was ushered in officially yesterday on Father's Day. Hope you had a great Dad's Day with your family, as I did. Right now, 67 in cloudy in Ellicott City, 67 in Pikesville. So Governor Moore out there with a cringy video reminding people that tomorrow is primary election day.
Listen, so if you're seeing this video on June 20th or June 21st and you live in Maryland, it's not a coincidence. You're seeing this video because the universe wants you to vote in person in the Maryland primaries on Tuesday, June 23rd. So if you're not a registered Maryland voter and you're seeing this, it's because the universe wants you to become a Marylander. So pack those bags.
Yeah, pack those bags so you can get impose the largest tax increase in history. Vehicle fees, where they're offering payment plans. You won't be able to retire here, but you can move here, live temporarily until you got to flee the state because it's very unfriendly to retirees. So there you have it. By the way, the facts, the numbers are in on early voting. Right now, it is extremely light. Only 3.8% of the 3.8 million eligible primary voters in the state early voted in this gubernatorial election. That's up slightly from 2022, but not significantly. And the total for all 8 days that year was about 170,000. So we're about a little bit over that now. Mail-in ballots, 165,000 had been received. Of those received, 78% of the mail-in ballots were sent in by Democrat voters. Now, it doesn't mean they, they're in a Democrat primary. They're voting for Democrats, but we don't know who they voted for. But it is clearly the mail-in. So that raises the question for me, Kristen. Is early voting a waste of money? Seeing as only 3 to 4%, why are we spending so much money in early voting when people don't like it? They're not using it.
It's not necessary.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't need a week of voting plus another day plus the mail-in ballots. Well, that's just what our listener Barbara was saying last week, and she's experienced it firsthand as an election judge. And what I was trying to ask her about too, I was curious because I know she's worked several elections. Was, I mean, we always hear, you know, they're supposed to have an equal number of judges and volunteers, supposedly Republican and Democrat. We've heard even in the past they have trouble getting Republican volunteers, and so I don't know how they're filling an entire week, although I've heard from another listener who didn't go on the air who told me that a lot of times Democrats switch. They just pretend to be Republican so they can meet the quota. But that's another concern. So what? Because the whole point is that's supposed to be another foot in the election integrity. You should have Republicans and Democrats overseeing every step of the process and agreeing that things are being upheld right. But if it's just all Democrats and there's not enough Republicans, and look, I know it's a lot to ask. It's hard for people just to even do one day to volunteer. So I'm not bashing anybody. And I also understand that people don't want to participate in a process they feel like is corrupt already anyway. Yeah. So I get all the lines of thinking. But I don't think it's necessary. Now, again, I think Republicans more often are purists and traditionalists like I am, and they wait till election day. As long as they are available and they're not going away.
Yeah, I'll be voting tomorrow. I'm waiting for election day tomorrow. You said volunteer. I do think they get paid. It's not much, but it's almost.
Well, okay. They always call it, you're volunteering your time. But they do get paid, but it's.
But it's a long day, and you're not getting paid that much. You certainly aren't getting rich off of it. That's true. But, yeah, so, I go back to the Ellen Sabre, stolen election of 1994, where it was stolen in Anne Arundel County, where the judge, Ray Teamy, I do remember his name infamously, he didn't let a lot of the evidence in that the election was stolen. And so, again, I do think that we were robbed in 1994, and when you let that kind of thing happen, some of my question really to our listeners is, do you have any trust? Are you confident in Maryland's election integrity? I'm not. And that's not saying
I still vote, but I don't.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. I mean, what the, yeah. what's the alternative? But you just there's a way to fix this, and hopefully,
if you want to,
we'll get exactly if you want to, and we'll see. We'll see if Maryland Democrats who run the state hold special hearings into the massive ballot failure that was imposed upon all of us. Look, if you're not ready for the 4th of July in your backyard, head to Town Appliance and Owings Mills right now. Be the best outdoor griller with top brands like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your Oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 brands in both mirrors to help you find the perfect fit while keeping you on or under budget. Also, take advantage of their flexible financing options, too. Town Appliance is your amazing summer grills 4th of July event headquarters. Visit townappliance.com for more information. Coming up next, the latest on the bumps and starts to the latest on the Iran deal. We'll get to that in just a second. 6:30, time for some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. An investigation is underway after the driver of an SUV struck and killed a scooter rider in East Baltimore over the weekend. The accident in the 1700 block of North Washington Street happened Saturday afternoon, and the 19-year-old victim was taken to a hospital where he died. The driver of the SUV involved in the crash remained at the scene. And Baltimore police have arrested a suspect after a fatal cutting over the weekend. Police were called to the 400 block of East 25th Street on Saturday afternoon, where they found a woman with multiple cuts to her body. The victim was taken to a hospital where she later died. A 50-year-old man has been arrested in the case, and police ask anyone with information on the incident to call homicide detectives or Metro Crime Stoppers. And Baltimore City Police are investigating several weekend shootings. Just after midnight Saturday, a man turned up at a hospital with a gunshot wound to the leg. Police have not yet determined where the shooting happened. On Saturday afternoon, a man was shot inside of a business in the 5400 block of Park Heights Avenue, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Shortly after 5 p.m., a man suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound in the 300 block of North Gilmore Street. Police are questioning a person of interest in that shooting. And Fox 45 reports three adults are dead after a small aircraft crashed at a community park in Bowie, Maryland, late Saturday night. According to Maryland State Police, the preliminary investigation suggests the plane crashed in the wooded area of Archer Park around 11:30 p.m. on June 20th while flying from Ocean City, New Jersey to Montgomery County Air Park. The Maryland State Police said the victims include the pilot and two passengers. Their identities are being withheld pending notification of next of kin. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Amazing. For nearly a full decade now on WCBM, you've been helping families plan their next big move by eliminating the typical risk home sellers face. So as we head into early summer, what's your best advice for sellers who want to get the most money but don't want to be bothered by the typical hassles?
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, 23 years helping thousands of families sell for their price and with certainty. Right now, inventory and days on market are increasing. That's why smart sellers are asking for more than just empty promises. Our sellers get an upfront written guarantee that if I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it at a price and time frame you agree to.
I like that. Check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews online from satisfied customers, and I'll add mine as well. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust with my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
6:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Brake lights now 895 southbound, a little more solid here at O'Donnell Street. So we're going to push up about a five-minute delay from that point. And then traffic is actually going into the tunnel southbound on 895. All green there, no problems at all. And next door, the Fort McHenry Tunnel, still in the clear coming down the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. A couple of brake lights as you're moving between I-70 and Frederick Road over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms as we get into your Monday afternoon. Highs are going to be in the upper 80s and lower 90s with heat and humidity building as well. More storms on Monday night, then we'll start to dry out by midweek. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Now, that was a statement win for the Birds.
Their starters give them a chance to win pretty much every night.
A ball thumped the other way by Pete Alonso. Yeah. Sailing through the Los Angeles sky. And once again, Pete visits the bleachers at Dodger Stadium.
Kevin Brown and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer with the call on Masson Alonso's 18th of the year. Now, that was a three-run shot in the seventh, and it cemented a 12-1 win for Baltimore yesterday over L.A. and a series win to boot. In fact, there were so many heroes in the game yesterday. Manager Albernez in the postgame trying to list them all.
I mean, Pete, Gunnar, Ward, Blaze, Kowser, like it was really fun to watch. Great at bat quality, great swings. It was a great offensive output.
Now, Kowser tying career highs with three hits and four driven in. Blaze Alexander, three more hits as well. He's 29 for 65 over his last 20 games. That's a batting average of .446. But the series win for the Birds did not come without cost. Adley Rutschman placed on the concussion IL Saturday. The O's catcher plunked in the ear hole running the bases in Thursday's loss to Seattle. Missed the L.A. series entirely. This is Rutschman's fourth time on the IL in the last 365 days. And you'll remember that prior to the 2025 season, he had avoided the injured list entirely during his first 3 years in the majors. Also, Jackson Holliday with a groin injury, and that one bears watching as well. World Cup action yesterday. Spain throttled by Cape Verde in their opener last week, sparked by a player yesterday not old enough to drink in the USA.
Orizabal, back post, there it is, there he is, Lamine Yamal, first career World Cup goal.
Call was on Fox TV, Lamine Yamal, all of 18 years of age, making his World Cup debut, needed just 10 minutes to score, and led La Roja to a thrashing of Saudi Arabia, 4-0 was the final. Meanwhile, Friday, how about this, the U.S. team on the run again against the Australians.
Balogun to the byline,
that call on Fox. Cameron Burgess credited with the goal, and the U.S. advances to the knockout round 2-0 over the Aussies. NASCAR Cup Series hit the road yesterday at the Race on the Base. That's the Naval Base in Coronado, California. What a race this was.
Oh, he pushes him wide. Himes in the dirty stuff. Bounces off the wall.
Corey Hime, race leader from 5 to 6 with just over 2 laps to go. This is remarkable.
With multiple favorites swept up in a massive car crash drawing a red flag, part-time NASCAR driver Corey Hime emerges with his first NASCAR win in his 13th Cup Series start, outdueling his teammate Tyler Reddick at the finish. The time now is 6:37 when we return, the O's teasing their fans again.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
First of all, Sean, happy to be back on a Monday morning.
Indeed. Hope you had a great Father's Day yesterday.
I did, and I hope you had a great weekend as well.
Wonderful. Weather was great, and great to see the sons and the grandchildren. It's always good.
Beautiful. I just want to give a shout-out to my nephew, Dustin Tucker,
who
got married over the weekend in New Jersey on Father's Day weekend.
You said Dustin, not Justin.
Not Justin.
Okay,
correct.
I want to make sure.
Boy. He's dealt with that over the last couple of years. let me tell you that much. We call him Dustin, not Justin.
Right, exactly.
And his dad, Rick Tucker, and mom, Laurie Tucker, my brother and sister-in-law, beautiful wedding up in New Jersey.
Oh, wonderful.
And we had a great time. I did want to mention this about the Orioles, uh-huh, because they've done it again this weekend.
Yes, they have.
You know, we always talk about, you know, one step forward, two steps back, etc. Well, this was one step forward this weekend, taking 2 out of 3 against the defending world champ Dodgers. And, you know, once again, it's a lineup. When you look down that lineup, Sean, that's like a great lineup.
It is.
That's an all-star lineup, potentially. But then the pitching staff.
Right.
But this weekend, though, Brandon Young did well. And again, just, you know, another little tease from the Orioles.
Well, you start off, losing the series to Seattle. And then, of course, you come back and you take the series from the world champion. So it's crazy. But, you know, what are they? They're still, like, flirting with .500 or somewhere around there.
.500. They're on a 77-win pace.
That's not going to get it, though.
No. And they're two games out of the wild card, whatever that means in June. Now you go to Anaheim. You got a chance to fatten up on the Angels.
Right.
Let's see what they do.
Let's see what they do. Very good. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Bumps and starts for the Iran talks. The vice president arriving in Switzerland yesterday for negotiations. And, of course, then Iran threatened to close the Strait of Hormuz. The president then threatened to take over Iran and control the Strait of Hormuz. And we take 20% of their oil and blow the blank out of them if they keep playing games. And so now we're being told, after some initial snubbing of Qatar and Iran to the vice president, that according to the Iranian foreign minister, major progress is being made on day one of the full Iranian negotiations. Pakistan and Qatar released a statement saying there's some encouraging progress. We'll have to wait and see what comes out of this. This whole thing is going to be for the next, 58 days or whatever. But the president gave an interview to Axios over the weekend in which he talked about, everyone keeps saying that he demanded unconditional surrender, and he defined that.
Beginning a conflict, you had talked about you only wanted unconditional surrender. And
well,
the MOU doesn't look like unconditional surrender.
Well, it really probably is unconditional surrender.
Yes,
I think so. Look, they have no military. They're all at the bottom of the sea. 159 ships, that's what they have.
Sure, but they could still menace. They only have these small one Goshteyn boats or go-fast boats.
Look, you call it what you want. You know, I hear the JCPOA, the Obama nuclear catastrophe, which was so bad. When Obama left, he didn't hit their military.
Sure.
He didn't damage their Navy or destroy their Air Force. I destroyed the Air Force. I destroyed their anti-aircraft weapons. That's why we were flying over there totally unimpeded. We turned off all the stealth. They couldn't do a damn thing. He didn't do any of that stuff. He didn't kill their leadership. I did, twice. 2.5 times, to be exact. He didn't do anything to Soleimani. I killed Soleimani.
And you killed the Ayatollah.
And I killed the Ayatollah.
Yeah, the gay Ayatollah. Well, not the one that wasn't gay. Right, the father, the son, the gay Ayatollah now, is the one that is still standing. And then he talked about the regime change, because there's been a lot of discussion and debate about, that was never the goal. Again, when we started this whole thing, it wasn't about regime change. It was just taking down their nukes. And making sure that their ballistic missiles were degraded and that their proxies were defunded. And he talked about this concept of regime change.
And I actually think it's regime change, if you want to know the truth. It's these are different
people. How is a regime change if you
have... Because they're different people.
But you have Khamenei Jr., you still have a lot of IRGC officials there.
They're different people.
All right.
Khamenei Jr. is different from the father.
You have a number.
And we have people that are much less radicalized than the previous two groups, of which I knew them both.
Yeah, he says that he thinks this latest round is smarter. It's because they're trying to make a deal, but who knows? They could be trying to stall. But one thing he did say I thought was very interesting, we found out that one of his concerns was a global depression. If this stayed on for a long period of time and the strait was cut off and oil was cut off, it was going to raise oil, it was going to cause economic times. And here's what he said happened with many of those ships. And he compared himself, he didn't compare himself, he said he wanted to avoid the comparison to a previous president.
I have one primary wish as president. In terms of people, I never want to be the late, great Herbert Hoover. So this is the kind of thing that could cause a worldwide depression. Do you know that for the last 2 months, I've been taking many ships out there and nobody knew it? You know why they didn't know it? Because we knocked out their radar. We knocked out all of their defensive stuff, and they were unable to see. Last week, we had one night 25 ships, one night 22, one night 19, one night 21. So every night, for all these ships out. Oh, we should. That's how the people were saying, where is this oil coming from? Nobody knew. We'd leave at 1 o'clock in the morning, all lights off, and we'd have our Navy destroyers going alongside. And they had no equipment because we destroyed all of the equipment that would normally be, used to detect this. And I went for a month and a half taking many ships out there every night at 1 o'clock in the morning. And we were never detected until about a week ago. And then I announced that we're doing it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. And, of course, that's the only leverage Iran had in all of this was the Strait of Hormuz. And that has been taken away from them now as well, thanks to this this president who has done something that no other president in modern times even attempted to do. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes with the update. We've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're about 5-6 minutes or so southbound both the Harbor Tunnels. Nothing major. The lift tube just in the last 30 seconds was slow, and now it's starting to loosen up again. 95 is going to slow right around O'Donnell Street, and 895 about the same about O'Donnell Street. So not too bad right now for the traffic through there. The west side outer loop, there's one area that's a little bit slow between I-70 and the ramps at Frederick Road. We may start to fill in now on the outer loop at Hartford Road. The interstates coming into the Beltway from all directions clear, including I-97 and I-95 over on the southwest side, and no big issues right now getting down to the Capitol Beltway. The parkway is clear, and 95 looks good south of Route 32 and eventually down to the ramps at 495. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, a weather alert warning. We got some strong, severe storms in the forecast later on this afternoon. Heavy rains, damaging winds that could extend into the evening. Otherwise, it'll be hot and humid and highs in the low 90s today. Right now, we're looking at it's 70 in Ocean City. And be careful there. There's some rip currents and so on and so forth.
Thunderstorms in Cumberland.
Yeah, exactly. And 69 right now in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Betterball Johnson.
You know what everybody like? Parfaits. Have you ever met a person you say, hey, let's get some parfaits? They say, hell no, I don't like no parfaits. Parfaits are delicious.
Parfaits are delicious.
Eddie Murphy.
Krispy Kreme welcoming the 2026 summer donuts. They've got the glazed strawberry cake donut, the new lemon bar donut, key lime pie donut. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Cannoli-inspired donut, and then they've got some new drinks, the watermelon-infused lemonade chiller and the mango-infused lemonade chiller at your participating Krispy Kremes. Dunkin's offering their new tea drinks, along with a Munchkin's golf ball sleeve, Chuck.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So you got the peach tea Dunkin' Zero and the raspberry tea lemonade. And they actually have, like, a little golf sleeve of Munchkins that look like golf balls. That you're participating.
I should give those to a friend of mine. Let him hit them.
Yeah, you get a sort of mix of three Munchkins donut holes and one custom Duncan X tailor-made speed soft golf ball.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, did you watch a lot of the U.S. Open for Dad's Day?
Okay. I did.
You got a lot of that going on.
That's a very tough golf course.
Shinnecock Hills. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's of course they were talking about the weather all week long. So
windy, dry.
Yeah.
Greens are like ice.
Yeah, so that's a tough course to play. Who won again?
Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark. What did he shoot?
What was he? He won by one stroke.
Wow. Okay.
He had a 6-stroke lead at the beginning of the match for the last round, and the other guys came up on him. He made a few mistakes. He won by a stroke on the last hole.
Yeah, hang on. Right.
Yep.
Crumbles baking new Fair Week desserts. I love these, specialty foods at the state fairs. And now they're turning them into cookie versions. For instance, there's the new funnel cake cookie.
I can deal with that.
Strawberry lemonade cookie, the new fried cookies and cream cookie, cotton candy cookie, caramel apple cookie, as well as the cake batter cookie thins now available at your participating Crumbles. And Mars is dropping all artificial dyes from M&M's as they're now undergoing a MAHA makeover. So, again,
to see what they look. I mean, I think they're
blue,
not going to be as vibrant.
I think they have to figure out how to make red, orange, and yellow without artificial dyes. Blue and brown are on the chopping block because they may not be able to recreate the same colors with natural coloring, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen the naked Doritos and things like that.
You have?
I've seen the Doritos naked many times.
No kidding.
And I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed.
Send me that address. I'd like to stop by.
I thought they knew you. But anyway, I don't know what's wrong with me today.
It's Monday. It's Monday. Anytime you admit seeing naked Doritos, what can we say?
That's what they're called.
Okay.
I tell you.
They have nothing on them. They're just corn chips.
They
no
they
seasoning?
Say,
is that why they're naked?
they're not as
do they
pretty.
Do they come with a packaging or no packaging? You just get a handful of naked Doritos.
I didn't rip open the bag because I didn't want to pay for this. Oh, so they did, I saw them on the shelf.
They did come
with
a bag.
It says naked.
Right. Yes. And you weren't curious as to what made them naked?
No.
You didn't take
I
a peek?
Better naked things to look at than a freaking bag
you
of
do?
Doritos.
You do?
What are they? What might they be?
Yes.
Might I list them here? Can we disclaim? Oh, my
God. I think you
like,
might.
The radio cops are going to bust us.
I think you will.
I think they're coming after you. That's not us. Don't drag us into your little
fantasy world. They've been after me for years,
world, okay?
They're
coming after her with a big 10-foot net.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate it. 649. Victor Davis Hanson with a great piece over the weekend on how critics have completely misread the Iran deal. He says that when you look at it, the military conflict dismantled Iran's infrastructure, leaving Tehran with no cards to play. Quote, they've suffered probably $500 billion to their nuclear military industrial complex. It took them 50 years to build. He said these arguments that Iran is better off now than before, they're unhinged. You're absolutely right about that. Many of these critics, neocons, the state-run media, lefties, so on and so forth, are completely unhinged. And Hanson said they keep saying, well, the strait was open before, now was closed, and now we had to negotiate to get it open. It was only open because they chose not to cause trouble, and because the last seven presidents said, we don't dare touch you. We're not going to interfere with your nuclear powers. Hanson argued that the sanctions on Iran and its oil distribution efforts have put pressure on the Middle Eastern nation and given the U.S. leverage. He said time is not on Iran's side, and he said they're terrified that if Trump wins the midterms and the price of gas goes down, he's got a free hand. He already has a free hand now, but they're afraid that Trump is going to drag it out, because if he drags it out after the midterm, after the 250th anniversary, he's got a lot more options than he does now when he's worried about gas in the midterms. So the dynamic is all upside down. They're the ones that have the time clock, not the U.S. All right, 651, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi, I'm John Myrick, running for governor of Maryland.
And I'm Dr. Brenda Cham, running for lieutenant governor.
Because Maryland is a state worth saving. Together, we will bring down the outrageously high taxes and fees imposed upon us by our current governor.
We will educate and not indoctrinate our children, restoring Maryland's high standards.
We will work with law enforcement to bring back safe streets.
We will cut energy costs by at least 50%.
We will work to solve Maryland's problems, not just talk about them.
This is home, and we will not be run out of it.
Remember to vote Myrick and Cham on June 23rd.
Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Cham.
Cynthia Price, Treasurer.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Maryland reportedly mixed up 500,000 absentee ballots. Some voters even received ballots for the wrong party. How convenient. I'm Bernie Flowers, Republican candidate for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. We can't control their mistakes, but we can control our response. Vote by mail, vote early, or vote on Election Day. But vote. Help me win the Republican primary, and together we will hold the establishment accountable. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message. Paid for by Flowers for Maryland, Ed Burlett, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Dan Cox. As America celebrates 250 years of God-given freedom, we're reminded that Americans never give up, and neither should Maryland. Families are being crushed by higher taxes, fees, and electric bills, while politicians make our communities less safe. We cannot afford more of the same. As governor, I'll fight for your wallets and your values, support law enforcement, improve education, and put Maryland families first. I'm Dan Cox, the real Republican in this race. Just say no more. Vote Dan Cox for governor on June 23rd. Authority Dan Cox for Governor Nick Crock, CPA Treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
6:53, traffic and weather on the freeze with the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a broken down vehicle in the right lane in the construction zone on 95 southbound. If you're coming on the ramp at Route 24 there in Harford County, you'll see if the state highway truck is there. It's kind of crowding the right lane. Not a big deal, but you'll see it. You'll have to move over. There's a lot of construction going on right there at Route 24. But this is on the southbound side. Brake lights here at O'Donnell Street on 895 going into the tunnel with all the lanes open. 95 next door, not a big problem right now, but getting heavy from the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp, and then eventually going south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Situation, everybody's open towards Camden Yards, and we're running okay at 95 Russell Street and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday stay alert weather alert day today because of the strong, severe storms that might be heading our way. Heavy rains, damaging winds, possibly this afternoon and this evening, otherwise hot and humid. Highs in the low 90s. Cloudy 70 downtown, 70 in Glen Burnie. It was another wild weekend in Baltimore City. And again, much of the wildness is because juveniles are wilding in and around Baltimore. Over 1,000 Utes crowding Fells Point before police issued a late-night dispersal order as unlawful assembly right at Thames and Broadway, right by the Fells Point Broadway Pier and Fells Point Farmers Market. The crowd did disperse. We had a 16-year-old arrested Saturday morning after firing gunshots near Broadway Market in Fells Point. And so the last weekend, it was a 31-year-old man that was shot South Broadway. And no injuries or arrests immediately reported in connection with Saturday night's dispersal order. But we did have that 16-year-old arrested after the gunfire incident in Fells Point. Then we had a 3-year-old girl fatally struck by a teen driving a stolen car. A 14-year-old driving a stolen car. He was detained, I'm sure released into his parents' custody. Because remember now, everything starts in juvenile court here in Maryland as a result of the general insane asylum laws. And now, of course, you've the state prosecutors have to decide whether or not they want to charge this individual as an adult. And then plead before the judge and hope the judge agrees with them, if that's the case. But this is a 14-year-old stole a car, hit a 3-year-old girl, and killed her. Just another day in Baltimore City. And then we had Afrin. We had a fight involving hundreds of teenagers. That erupted Saturday at Afrin. Two officers were assaulted at Afrin, and again, neither one of them serious injured, thank goodness. But for a few tense minutes there, this could have been really, really bad. Matters could have escalated beyond control. And according to the BPD, due to the large group of juveniles and a small footprint of the festival, the area was declared a civil unrest zone. Of course, we had unlawful assembly in Fells Point. Now we have a civil unrest zone at, of course, Druid Hill Park. Officers were able to clear the area, and investigation of those events ongoing. A 17-year-old was arrested for carrying a firearm at the Afrin Festival. And, of course, he will now go into juvenile court, where I'm sure his charges will either be dropped or they will disappear completely. So this is just a little taste. And then they had to change the rules on who could attend Afrin and so they could complete the festival for the rest of the weekend. But from 14 to 17, these are all underage juveniles that either carrying guns, firing guns, assaulting officers, and causing mayhem in and around the streets of Baltimore. And this is a summertime, and we see this every summer, so there should not be any shock or surprise. But what is, I think, disturbing to so many people is that we're watching these incidents of teens who feel emboldened. They can just openly carry a firearm anywhere, the Afrin Festival, Fells Point Market, wherever, and or steal a car and just joyride. In this particular case, they took the life of a three-year-old child. The elected officials like Mayor Scott, City Council President Zeke Cohen, and the rest are running for the tall grass this morning because they don't want to be reminded of what they have wrought in the city of Baltimore. If you're a contractor, I got to tell you, you got to stop by. If you have never been to Elegant Kitchen and Design, right there on Joppa Road, their showroom is just amazing. Go and see my good buddy Mike and his team. They'll take care of you. And if you're trying to keep your kitchen or remodel project moving, timing does matter. So Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County, they help contractors with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops without making that process more complicated than it needs to be. So whether you need cabinets or granite, quartz, or quartzite countertops, they can help the keep the job moving and keep it on time and save your customers big money. Check them out, ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. Or go to the showroom on Joppa Road.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. What had been rumored for weeks has come to pass. Embattled British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is resigning as head of the UK's Labour Party. Looking ahead to the selection of a successor.
I will remain in post as Prime Minister until the contest is complete. And I will do everything I can to ensure an orderly handover of power. I will also give my successor my full and unequivocal support, knowing that they will inherit a Britain that is far stronger and fairer than the one I inherited 2 years ago.
Starmer and his party have been in the doghouse with British voters. Starmer's successor will be Britain's seventh prime minister in 10 years. There are reports of a meeting of the minds on at least some points following the initial round of U.S.-Iran talks in Switzerland, negotiations for an agreement to permanently end the war.
The initial mediation was rocky, but also led to some agreements by both sides. The talks hit turbulence after President Donald Trump made remarks that Iran called insulting, prompting a temporary pause, according to Iranian state media. Key sticking points include Iran's nuclear program, sanctions relief, and frozen assets. The interim agreement gives both sides 60 days to negotiate a broader settlement. A ceasefire in Lebanon between Israel and Hezbollah also appear to be holding. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Oil prices are falling in tandem with gas prices as the U.S.-Iran talks raise hopes for an end to the war and the free flow of crude through the Strait of Hormuz. Parts of southern Illinois have been raked by tornadoes. Two deaths, property damage reported in Jefferson County. It's about 70 miles east-southeast of St. Louis. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are higher, the blue chip futures up 4 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway approaching the American Legion Bridge is slow. There was some debris in a couple of lanes on the outer loop right after River Road near the Cabin John and through that area, beginning to loosen up now, but did back up and looking at the live shot here at Bradley Boulevard and the spur from I-270. It's slow there, but then it does get better, and the pace is really good at the American Legion Bridge. So I want to give you a heads up if you're coming down the hill from Georgia Avenue and eventually around to the Potomac River Bridge there at the American Legion. So a heads up for that, but it is getting better as you're making that ride on the northwest side of the actually the northeast side of the Capitol Beltway through Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms as we get into your Monday afternoon. Highs are going to be in the upper 80s and lower 90s with heat and humidity building as well. More storms on Monday night, then we'll start to dry out by midweek. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 degrees in Abingdon and 69 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports a three-year-old was fatally struck by a teen driving a stolen car Saturday afternoon in southwest Baltimore, according to police. Just after 1 p.m. on June 20th, officers were called to a reported crash involving a pedestrian in the 1800 block of West Pratt Street, which is located in the Carrollton Ridge neighborhood. There, officers found a three-year-old girl suffering from severe life-threatening injuries, officials said. AFRAM's 50th anniversary continued Sunday without major incident, a day after a fight involving nearly 100 teenagers resulted in two Baltimore police officers being assaulted and triggered age restrictions on festival goers. Around 8 p.m. Saturday, a large fight broke out among a crowd of nearly 100 teenagers at the festival grounds in Druid Hill Park. The fighting led police and the mayor's office to declare part of the grounds a civil unrest zone. Late Saturday, Mayor Scott announced that all visitors under 18 on Sunday would be required to be accompanied by a parent, guardian, or responsible adult. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 282, the pick 4, 3565. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
The previous owners of Giovanni's Restaurant now manage the Main Street Tower Restaurant in Bel Air and now offer great Giovanni's menu items at Main Street Tower for indoor and outdoor dining. Main Street Tower Restaurant opens 7 days a week for some of the best dining found in Maryland. Enjoy affordable, upscale cuisine inspired by the famous legacy of Giovanni's at Main Street Tower Bel Air. Stop by today or find them online. MainStreetTower.com. That's MainStreetTower.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. So dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, how about Blaze Alexander? Come on down.
Smacks the ball to deep left field. Oh, no. Back toward the wall. Oh, wow. Let's Blaze. Alexander makes it an even dozen for the Birds.
Kevin Brown and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer had the call on Masson. That trade for Blaze Alexander looking pretty good these days, with one of four long balls produced by the O's lineup yesterday. 12-1 was the final over Los Angeles, a series win 2-1. Post-game reaction from manager Albernez on the hot-hitting Blaze Alexander.
He's shown he's a baseball player. You know, that's the biggest thing that stands out. Like, he's extremely athletic. He's so talented and gifted defensively, and he made a great adjustment at the plate, and he's seen that right now. He's doing a great job of managing the at-bat, falling off tough pitches, hitting the ball the other way like he did on the double.
Elsewhere in baseball, have you been following what Kyle Schwarber has been doing in the National League?
You weren't pitching, were you?
Oh, boy! Kyle Schwarber's done it again! In a mammoth way!
Jason Benetti had the call on NBC Sunday Night Baseball. Kyle Schwarber's 29th home run of the year, his fifth in his last five games, on pace for 61. Phils beat the Mets yesterday. 6-2 was the final. And finally, a blockbuster deal in the NHL yesterday. The Florida Panthers acquiring left winger Brady Tkachuk from the Ottawa Senators in exchange for a pair of first-round picks this year, as well as a future first and second rounder. The Panthers will now pair the Olympic gold medalist and four-time All-Star with his brother Matt. Pratt, a fellow Olympic gold winner and a back-to-back NHL champion. Coming up in 30 minutes, dark clouds appear over Major League Baseball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are the local numbers, I should say. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Mayor Scott's advisor get paid $200,000 a year and has a city-provided car, but he's rarely seen at City Hall. Mackenzie Frost with that special report. State-run media completely ignored the Fauci files bombshell drop that Tulsi Gabbard gave on the way out the door. So we'll kind of look at what they missed a little bit later on. But our top story here today, Governor Moore, it's the old attack the messenger in order to discredit the message. And it's, again, this is all noise. And that's why you got to pay attention to the signal. And the signal here is Governor Moore could easily put all the doubts and all the scandalous and scurrilous, remarks and, to put them to rest if he just would release the pertinent parts of his military service records to prove and back up all the claims that, that he earned a Bronze Star, that he led troops into direct fire combat and so on and so forth. Very easily done. But he won't do it. And he won't do it for a reason. And this is Attack the Messenger. And over the weekend, this was on, actually at MS Now, by that other turncoat, Michael Steele. That's where he ran to for his defense network on Thursday. He said that what Fox 45, actually Sinclair, and their spotlight on Maryland, what they're doing, this is not journalism, he said. This is slander and misinformation. Okay? So, again, it's attacking the messenger. It's attacking the credibility of Drew Sullins, who, by the way, does have a journalism degree, is employed as a journalist by Sinclair, and has 30 years of service in the United States military. No one could be more qualified than Drew Sullins to conduct this investigation for Sinclair Broadcasting. And I think this is the reason why he had Amar Moussa up here on Kim Klasick last week. This is the reason why they're now going on these other shows and trying to get ahead of the story. Well, it's too late. It is too late for that. On the MS Now evening program called The Weeknight last Tuesday, he told the assembled panel that the reason that Spotlight on Maryland's questioning is hurtful is because you're questioning my story, my integrity. You know who you're also questioning? The soldiers that I served with. And now their family members are questioning them. End of quote. So, again, this strategy that Moore is attempting creates a false equivalence to make the questioning of his military record seem like they're questioning every soldier who served alongside him, and they're not. In doing that, Moore is invoking raw emotion to try once again to hide the facts. The governor's using unnamed soldiers as a shield. This is not leadership. This, I think, proves to all of us you'd never let anybody into combat. You probably let no one ever. This is not leadership. Leadership is leadership. Leaders take demand. Leaders take responsibility for their actions. Leaders don't shift the blame on others or hide behind unnamed soldiers or other entities to try to deflect whatever scandal, whatever questions, whatever pockmarks on your resume and your career. More on this coming up in just a second. 7:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Howard County. It looks like it may be creating a backup here eastbound Route 32 right at the ramp and the bridge at I-95. The initial report, which just came in about 10 minutes ago, said the left-hand lane is blocked. And then looking at some of the data, it looks like we're backed up almost back over to the ramps at Route 29. So if you're traveling east from there, that's the reason for the backup. Headed over into the area at I-95. Broken down vehicle just reported, BW Parkway northbound. It's up in the area of West Nursery Road. So if you're coming up from the airport, you're heading to the Beltway. The report is that the right-hand lane may be a little bit crowded there on the northbound side. Earlier, there was a broken down vehicle in the construction zone on 95 southbound after Route 24. There was room to get by, but it was kind of crowding the right lane on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast a stay weather alert day today. Strong severe storms, heavy rains, damaging winds, possibly this afternoon or evening, otherwise hot and humid. And highs in the low 90s. Going to cool down and get some rain tomorrow. Right now, 71 and cloudy in Dundalk, 67 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump giving an interview to Axios over the weekend, later on in the day he called Bibi Netanyahu a warrior prime minister. There's been some tension, as you might imagine, between Israel and the United States over this Iran deal, but he did make a point here about the United States and our relationship with Israel.
They would have blown up Israel. If it weren't for me, Israel would not exist today. Because I terminated the Barack Hussein Obama deal, the JCPOA, which was a road to a nuclear weapon. They would have had it 5 years ago. They would have used it within the first week, in my opinion. And Israel would no longer be with us. Israel would have been gone years ago had I not done that.
Yeah, and that is something that had to be done with Operation Midnight Hammer last year and Operation Epic Fury this year. That is the president. Again, that's what they're currently negotiating on, is to dismantle, not dilute, not to, there's been a lot of misrepresentation, but completely dismantle and seize their nuclear enriched uranium and the stuff that's only 3% enriched, which could lead to a dirty bomb. Meanwhile, the latest poll out showing the majority of U.S. voters approve of President Trump's Iran deal. The American people did not want to go to war with Iran. 1,000 likely voters. 43% say they strongly approve. 13% say they somewhat approve. A total of 56% approving overall of the Iran deal. So good news there. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is out. President Trump said he failed badly, which he did. So you've got Italy's Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni. She's up against it right now. And Keir Starmer is out. And I want to also share something with you regarding, another interesting statistic, that 7 Latin American elections since USAID was defunded have gone to the right. Isn't that interesting? And we're talking about in Chile, the far-right candidate Cast, he won. Bolivia, the far-right candidate Paz won. In Peru, the far-right Fujimori won. In Ecuador, the far-right Noboa won. Honduras, the far-right Asfora won. Colombia is the most recent. Aspriello won. And Costa Rica, Fernandez won. All right-to-far-right candidates in those countries. Once USAID was defunded, since all the money dried up of the left-wing candidates in these Latin countries, isn't that magical? I mean, it really is. Shows you just what the left was doing in this country. President Trump says vandals using chemicals to damage the newly renovated reflecting pool near Lincoln Memorial will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And Judge Jeanine, U.S. Attorney from D.C., agreed with that as well. Mark Wayne Mullen, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, appearing on Maria Bartiromo yesterday, saying that the IRGC and Iran up to no good trying to infiltrate the United States as they negotiate this ceasefire deal. He says they've been active at our northern border.
Out of Iranian nationals trying to sneak in through our northern, not southern border, because President Trump's policies have closed the southern border. So our northern border, we've seen our arrests go up daily on Iranian nationals, and we have a good partnership with our Canadian partners that have been able to help apprehend them too. But it's worrisome because the amount of influx we see and the amount of connections we have when we capture the people that they have direct ties to the IRGC, which IRGC is not the regular army of Iran. The IRGC is the true believers of this radical regime. And fortunately, because of our strength zero policies that we have underneath President Trump, we're able to capture the individuals coming across.
Yeah, and Trump has hit an historic border milestone, 13 straight months with zero illegal aliens released. Zero. Released into the United States and our southern border. But Mark Rain Mullen also said that the IRGC is trying to pull a fast one with the Iranian soccer team as well.
We're also seeing this with the games they're playing with FIFA. You know, we're still hosting the World Cup, and Iran has a team that's playing. And in fact, the team is playing today in L.A. Most teams travel with around 120 people. That's their support staff, doctors, coaches, everybody else that comes along with them, and their delegation. We accepted 53 individuals coming in. The rest of the individuals that Iran had tried to bring in all also had direct ties to the IRGC and aren't their normal traveling group. So these games that Iran plays is unfortunately makes them an adversary that you can't trust.
Yep, and that's the reason why they have to pack up and leave as soon as they finish the match. They have to fly back to Mexico because of the IRGC infiltration. That's the way it was 519 days in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
More on Governor Moore's military service record questions and the fact that they're now trying to distort and manipulate the message. Coming up next here on Casey and Company.
One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Police, Nino Mangione. One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County firefighters, Nino Mangione. Congressman Andy Harris said, "We need Nino Mangione on the Baltimore County Council. We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for council." Authority, friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, treasurer.
Veteran and lifelong District 6 resident Henry Siskowski understands the challenges families face every day. With rising costs, higher taxes, and increasing fees, Henry believes Maryland needs fresh ideas and responsible leadership. He'll fight to make life more affordable, protect taxpayer dollars, and ensure projects like rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge are completed responsibly and efficiently. Henry Siskowski is running for state delegate to bring a new strong voice for the people. Paid for by friends of Henry Siskowski. Bridget Swink, treasurer.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks like there might be a problem going into the Old Harbor Tunnels here. I thought it was a red X there at first. Let me just check and widen this out a little bit. No, it's still green. Okay. All green southbound, but slow going into the tunnel. There may have been a temporary stoppage there for the traffic going in southbound on 895. They're coming out on the south end towards the toll plaza at Child Street. But let me just check the southbound back up here. Maybe a little bit back towards O'Donnell Street and not quite back to Eastern Avenue. Yeah, just about the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So now we've gone up to about a 7 to 10-minute delay at the Old Harbor Tunnel. But, yeah, I think at one point there might have been a broken-down vehicle there in the left-hand tube. 95 into and out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All the lanes are open. Nothing major yet on the Beltway this morning. That's still running okay. JFX is clear south of Ruxton Road. Howard County, they're working on the wreck. Eastbound Route 32, right at the bridge at I-95, and it was blocking the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. It's a stay weather alert day today. Strong, severe storms, heavy rains, winds possibly this afternoon and evening. Otherwise, hot and humid, low 90s right now, 72 in cloudy in Pasadena, 70 in Middle River. And we're talking about Governor Moore. And his spokesperson, his taxpayer-paid communications director, Amar Moussa, you would think he has an obligation to tell the truth, to represent information factually. And now we're finding out all he is really is a paid political hack. And when he was on with Kim last week, he said that Smollett of Maryland was asking for tens of thousands of pages of medical records in every single email the governor sent after he raised his hand to serve when he was 17 until he left the military. End of quote. Smollett on Maryland has not asked for any of Moore's medical records. They're not relevant to their investigation. Moore's Army medical file would not contain tens of thousands of pages. Neither has Smollett asked for all of his Army emails sent since he joined in 1996. What they're asking for is the information relevant to very specific things to Moore's time in the service, such as the 2024 award for the Bronze Star and other claims that he led combat troops directly in the line of fire in direct fire incidents. Moussa misled about how Smollett obtained a 32-page portion of Moore's Army records. The governor's office did not release those documents, which Moussa has claimed. They were produced by the Army in response to a FOIA request. They went on to say, Moussa's claims are false and misleading. They're notable because Moussa, as the governor's press secretary, is paid by Maryland taxpayers to speak on behalf of the state's executive branch. In addition to that, Moussa also lacks all decorum in calling out the Smollett article, accusing them of throwing a tantrum over the Baltimore Banner's coverage of Moore, and said that he said F them on his X post. Okay? So that's not professional conduct on the part of a state or the executive branch communication director. The claim that Moore, he made this on MS Now as well last Tuesday, I led soldiers into combat. I'm very proud of what I did. According to Smollett on Maryland, no Army records that available to them has proven that. And Moore has said that they're not going to provide those at this point for some strange reason. We don't know what that reason is. And so some questions here. Why in August of 24, after not having the Bronze Star for 18 years, did it become an urgent issue that Governor Moore received the award? Until then, the governor had the opportunity to address not having the Bronze Star and didn't. Why? What was his mentor's role, Lieutenant General Michael Fenzel, in the 2024 retroactive Bronze Star Award process? Was he the coordinator of it, the recommender, the approver, or all of the above? Was Governor Moore recommended for the award in 2006 but actually disapproved for some reason? We don't know. Was the White House in any way involved in the retroactive award process in 2024? Because retroactive military awards pursued more than 3 years after the period of service are usually done at the request of the Secretary of the Army from a member of Congress. Which member of Congress made this request on behalf of the governor? Please step forward. Or they should be. So again, we can see that these questions have gone unanswered. They'll continue to go unanswered because now, and that just, you know, Drew Solans, he's a bulldog. He's going to dig into this even more now than before after being called all sorts of names and his credibility as a journalist being questioned. We'll see. This might be a Pulitzer Prize winning material before all is said and done. Audiology Associates, Dr. Melissa Sig-Gibb and her team, they're there for you should you need them. If you're having any kind of hearing issue whatsoever, maybe it's an earwax issue, maybe you've got something else going on in your ear, or maybe you're just losing some hearing due to age, that happens. It'd be a great idea to get your hearing checked like you do your eyes and your general physical as well each and every year. And you can do that at one of 10 different Audiology Associates locations where they take a gentle, empathetic approach to your hearing issues. They've helped my wife, other members of my family, WCBM's family as well. Call them today for your appointment, 410-944-3100, or at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates. Tell them I told you to call. 7:30, let's get some news headlines with Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that two officers were assaulted Saturday night during the AFRAM Festival in Baltimore's Druid Hill Park, police said. On June 20th, just before 8 p.m., officers at the festival responded to incidents involving juveniles throwing objects at police officers, as well as a large fight. Police said officers cleared the area, but two officers were assaulted. At this time, the extent of their injuries is unknown. The area was declared a civil unrest zone due to the large group of teens in a small part of the festival. Additional resources were called to the area, including Foxtrot, the Baltimore Police Department's helicopter, according to authorities. The festival continued, and an investigation into these incidents is underway. And a 17-year-old was arrested for carrying a firearm at the AFRAM Festival Saturday afternoon, Baltimore police said. On June 20th, around 4:30 p.m., an officer on foot patrol at the festival held at Druid Hill Park saw a teenage boy whose behavior led officers to believe he may have been carrying a weapon, according to authorities. The officers notified others, and the 17-year-old boy was arrested and taken into custody without incident. And police issued a dispersal order in Fells Point late Saturday night after what they described as an unlawful assembly. According to police, more than 1,000 young people were in the area of Thames Street and South Broadway, right by the Fells Point Broadway Pier and Fells Point Farmers Market. Police said the crowd was dispersed. However, the incident comes amid recent public safety concerns in the neighborhood. Early Saturday morning, a 16-year-old was arrested after firing gunshots near Broadway Market in Fells Point. And, quote, "This is not journalism. This is slander and misinformation." That's what Governor Wes Moore told a panel on MS Now's evening show, The Weeknight, last Tuesday. Moore's statement is untrue, and Spotlight on Maryland stands by its reporting. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm looking at the camera here in Howard County. This is the camera at Route 29 as it is right there at Route 32. It's looking to see if the backup was all the way back to 29 going east, and it is because there's a wreck over at Route 32 at I-95. That's a long delay, and that wreck had been crowding the left-hand lane. Very much stop and go right here as 32 is traveling east from Route 29. So if you're local traffic there, heads up for that. And it's going to be slow right there at the bridge and much more stop than go at that point. There's a new wreck in the city at Northern Parkway at Roland Avenue. The Old Harbor Tunnel now is up to about a 10-minute delay southbound. We're still about 5, maybe 6 minutes, 95 south at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms as we get into your Monday afternoon. Highs are going to be in the upper 80s and lower 90s with heat and humidity building as well. More storms on Monday night, then we'll start to dry out by midweek. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Guess who leads the Orioles pitching staff in wins this year?
Swing and a miss. Young, two seams. Robinson back to the dugout. And there is the curveball for strike three for Young to get out of the inning.
Kevin Brown with the calls on Masson. Brandon Young, the O's pitching story of 2026. His team leading sixth win yesterday. This one on Easy Street, 12-1 over the Dodgers. Young now three runs or less allowed in nine consecutive games.
Yeah, I mean, one run's great against that lineup. It was electric out there. Getting a throw, first time here at Dodger Stadium on Father's Day. It's special. Yeah, I'm really proud of the team. It's nice to beat some ass sometimes, honestly. Get a series win. Hopefully we can keep it going.
Yes, indeed. More ass beating would definitely be nice. Now, what's not so nice are the negotiations between MLB owners and the MLBPA over the new collective bargaining agreement. Now, these talks becoming increasingly contentious. Over the weekend, owners' latest proposal includes cutting the MLB draft from 20 rounds down to 12, decreasing total draft bonus money from $359 million to under $200 million, and eliminating high school players from being drafted. Dodger first baseman Freddie Freeman, one of the most prominent leaders within the MLBPA, calls the proposal ridiculous. Ravens ruminations here on a Monday morning, 5 weeks ahead of the scheduled start of summer camp 2026. Right tackle Roger Rosengarten on his impressions of first-round draft pick Vivega Ioane.
V's come in and you could already tell he's got the veteran mentality, you know, very detailed in his work. You could definitely tell within the plays we're running. I couldn't tell if he's been in the league for 5 years or is his first year.
You know? Pro Football Focus grading Rosengarten last year as the number four right tackle in the AFC. World Cup action over the weekend. Can you believe what the Blue Sharks of Cape Verde are doing in this tournament?
Oh, it's a little bit.
Call on Fox, Haloe Varela with a goal in the 61st minute of the match, tying Uruguay at 2. And that's the way it would end. A pair of draws for Cape Verde in their first appearance in the World Cup. First they battle Spain 0-0, and now Uruguay a draw at 2-2. Elsewhere, Egypt over New Zealand 3-1. Iran and Belgium play to a 0-0 draw. The time now is 7:37 when we return the country of Iran doing what they always do.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team. They help homeowners with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. Whether you're looking for new cabinets, countertops, or a full kitchen remodel, they can make the process much easier. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. And make sure you tell them that Sean Casey sent you.
So what the Iranians always do, Sean, is twist reality.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something that they did. They left a note in their dressing room after the game in Los Angeles the other day against Belgium, the 0-0 tie. And thanking, and this note is nice. It's thanking the people of L.A. for their hospitality. You know, all the stuff that goes along with it. Here's the twisting of reality. Let me get to it here. Hold on one second. Iran leaving the note. The note says, from the ancient Persia of thousands of years ago to the civilized Iran of today, the spirit of Iran remains alive and steadfast. First of all, Iran today has nothing to do with the ancient civilization of Persia.
No, a great civilization.
In medicine and law.
100%.
100%. Then later, may peace, respect, and friendship prevail among all nations. The government that says death to America and death to Israel says, may peace, respect, and friendship prevail.
Well, it gets worse because we played about 25 minutes ago that the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen has discovered that the IRGC was sending, infiltrating in the contingency of 53 players and staff and so on and so forth. That's the reason why they're not allowed to take ice baths after the game. They board them, get back on a plane. They got to go back to Mexico. They can only fly in for the match, fly out right after the match because they can't be trusted.
The masters of propaganda.
Yep, that's certainly the case, no doubt. Thanks, I appreciate it, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The real disclosure day, not the Spielberg movie, was on Friday when, actually late Thursday night, when Tulsi Gabbard, again, released a bombshell. Just an absolute bombshell. And this was, again, to me, one of the most important revelations that has come out of her office, which she now has left, vacated. But we're now, what we find out is that the CIA quashed a complaint against Fauci for lying to Congress about gain-of-function research, according to these new documents. Something that we all knew, that we all talked about, and that we were treated like we were conspiracy theorists and kooks and lunatics and tinfoil hats and so on and so forth. We have now been proven right by these documents. Here's part of what Tulsi, and we're going to be talking about this throughout the week because the state-run drive-by media won't report on it. Not a single report from ABC, CBS, NBC, or PBS. You have to question, Barry Weiss was supposed to go in there and really make CBS a real truth arbiter. Again, that's nothing but window dressing, folks. That's all it is. Here's Tulsi on Thursday night.
Now, these documents expose Fauci's direct role in influencing and manipulating IC assessments on COVID-19 and how Fauci lied to Congress in 2024 when under oath he denied knowledge of or participation in discussions with intelligence officials about viral research. We also received testimony from multiple intelligence community whistleblowers who reported retaliation for challenging the intelligence community's manipulation of intelligence on the virus's origins, once again revealing a clear pattern of suppressing dissent, silencing critics, and burying the truth.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. Catherine Herridge, I think, is one of the best investigative reporters out there today. She tweeted out that the Lawrence Livermore Lab said that we assess all the necessary conditions to trigger the pandemic were at the Wuhan lab. That was the first bold-faced paragraph in the first document of the classified reports prepared by the Lawrence Livermore National Lab that was released by Gabbard on Thursday night. And the second paragraph was even more damning, explaining, we judge the following conditions need to be met to result in an accidental release of a laboratory-modified strain capable of producing the COVID-19 outbreak. One, presence of precursor viruses with a high genetic similarity to the COVID-19 virus. Two, laboratory use of reverse genetic systems to modify coronaviruses. And three, laboratory testing to see if the virus can enter human cells and cause disease via the ACE2 receptors. And four, accidents with coronavirus materials due to chance, negligence, or general release. So here's what we know. All the conditions, including known precursor viruses, were there at Wuhan in China. And Dr. Peter Daszak, that was one of Fauci's cronies at EcoHealth Alliance, he testified earlier, we found this gem, about his colleagues in China.
We're only looking at viral families that include those that have gone into people from animals. So we narrow it down straight away. Then when you get a sequence of a virus and it looks like a relative of a known nasty pathogen, just like we did with SARS, we found other coronaviruses in bats, a whole host of them. Some of them looked very similar to SARS. So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then we, well, I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to, this virus could really become pathogenic in people. So you narrow down the field, you reduce the cost, and you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers. Then you look in people and you say, in the people that live in the region where this animal lives, that are exposed to that virus, do we see antibodies specific?
Yeah, so that was all done. Fauci, Dajak, all were performing gain of dangerous, very dangerous gain of function research where they weren't supposed to be doing. Barrick in North Carolina, all of them. We warned about them. And again, then they thought it was a good idea to do all of this stuff in a lab controlled by the CCP at Wuhan. And the rest, as they say, is history. Millions died. Remember 6 years ago what it put us through. And the question is now, the government saying that Fauci can still be prosecuted. We'll explore that later in a moment. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you get to match wits with the panel, including the very own Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We thought last report there may have been something in the old Harbor Tunnel spout because it was slow going in. And suddenly, there wasn't much traffic going in, and now it looks like there has been a wreck southbound near the bridge where 95 crosses 895. I still don't see the exact location of the vehicles, but it is definitely slow from that point going back now to the Erdman Avenue ramp. So heads up for that on 895. It's gone from a 5 to 6 minute delay now to 10 to 15 minutes. 95 is an option to go south from there to get around that because 95 right next door is still running okay. Just trying to see which lane is affected. Of course, the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is only a two-lane road. Anything there is going to be a problem for the southbound traffic. So we'll keep an eye on that. Big delay, Howard County, the wreck eastbound Route 32 coming over to the ramps at I-95. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a weather alert day today. Strong, severe storms in the forecast, heavy rains, damaging winds, possibly this afternoon or evening. Otherwise hot and humid and 91 right now, 74 in Millersville. It is 73 in Dundalk. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We'll go all the way to Virginia Beach this morning. And Thomas, good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
We'll go last.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your story. Story number one, a self-driving Tesla, specially equipped to make a coast-to-coast trip. It's on its way from the West Coast to the East Coast. It is not going to make any stops. Apparently, the Tesla is equipped with solar panels and a special battery with a capacity to store large amounts of energy. And they're doing it in Celebration of America 250. The Tesla left California yesterday, hopes to arrive in Washington, D.C. Later this Tuesday or early Wednesday morning. Story two, two oversized peach and eggplant sculptures will now remain on Main Street in Ellicott City, according to a judge. The statues installed part of the Fund for Art in Ellicott City sparked months of debate. Some residents celebrated it as public art. Others said there were sexual innuendos and questioned the appropriateness of two peaches and a giant eggplant.
Hmm.
And story three. The New York Times marked Father's Day by publishing exactly the kind of piece Americans have come to expect from the left-wing paper, a cartoon essay about a transgender dad explaining gender identity to a young daughter. The story was called To My Daughter, My Gender Was Never Complicated. Story one, self-driving Tesla on its way from the West Coast to the East Coast. Story two, two peaches and an eggplant can stay in Ellicott City. And story three, New York Times celebrating Father's Day with a cartoon essay about trans dad. All right, we will start with Kristen this morning.
Ooh, okay. I do believe the woke Father's Day cartoon. And, yeah, that how account that Ellicott story is true. I saw a picture. And they celebrate, they're crazy there. They celebrate pride stuff for kids, so I think that's all true. I'll go with number one, Tesla story.
And Kristen goes for the Tesla story, number one. Chuck?
Let me ask you this. Are they full-size?
They are larger than life.
Yeah.
No kidding.
They are real, and they are spectacular.
No kidding. Are they on the sidewalk?
They're right in front of a store on a platform.
Oh. On a platform?
A pedestal.
Pedestal. Even better. Much easier to see coming up and down the hill there in Ellicott City. What did Kristen take?
She took number one.
I'll go with that.
All right.
Uh-oh.
After all that, he could have just said, I'll take what Kristen's taking.
No.
I'll have what she's having.
I needed to know the whole story. It's none of your business what I take the time to do.
Well, you were grilling me with questions, and now you're saying it's none of my business. Maggie.
None of your business.
Put this man to rest.
Really?
Should
I call Hubbard and get a spot?
I gotta go with number one.
Maggie goes with number one, and Thomas in Virginia Beach.
Got to go with one.
All right, it's unanimous. Story number one, the self-driving Tesla making a coast-to-coast trip is 100% fake news.
Yes! So
everybody is a winner today.
Right. Our leader.
You're welcome.
Congratulations, Thomas. We'll put
I don't want to put Chuck to rest.
Well, you might see if the two peaches and an eggplant show up in his yard.
We should take the WCBM van to Ellicott City today and take a field trip.
All right.
Are they little cuties or are they actual size? I mean,
that's what I just said. I wanted to know. Yeah.
Aren't they called little cuties? Those little tiny oranges?
Little cuties. Is that what they call them now?
Yeah, something
like
that.
There's a picture of one of the peaches and the eggplant. It's a big one.
That's some fine produce.
They separated the peaches to make sure that there wouldn't be any misconception of what they were supposed to represent.
Oh, conception.
Of course not. Yeah. Now you're talking about conception. What the?
All right, very good. Off and running here, folks. Stay right here, and congratulations to Thomas.
Bye, Mr. Casey.
Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up two of the best transmission shops in and around Baltimore. Great news for drivers here. No matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted shop close by. They are not new names. Both have served our community for over 50 years. They do know transmissions. Ready for it? Forward and backward, yes. And they save you money. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission and want to avoid the dealer prices, this is who you're going to call. And you'll get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations, free area towing and financing. They'll help you through your tough situation because that's a major repair. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or go to gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit JimJenningsTransmissions.com. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority, Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
treasurer.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox. Karen Donahue, treasurer.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes, a man who never takes a rest, Lugnuts Johnson.
That's what you think. I snooze between reports.
There's a little cat naps.
Yeah.
Kitty naps.
Seconds.
They're called kitty naps.
Okay. I used to know her. Southbound 895, they cleared the two vehicles were involved in the wreck underneath the I-95 bridges. Saw them push them out. They're in the ramp area now before you get into the tunnel. So way off the roadway, both the lanes are moving again. We're making some progress. Now, we did back up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. That'll take a little while. 95 took some of the overflow, and 95 is going to be slowing after O'Donnell Street up to the top of the hill and eventually going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Right now, 10-minute delays at both the tunnels. Looks like they're still working on the wreck on eastbound Route 32, approaching the bridge at I-95 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's a stay weather alert day today. Severe storms, heavy rains, damaging winds possible this afternoon or later this evening. Otherwise, hot and humid, 91 today. Tomorrow it's going to cool down and be a rainy day as we have this front coming through right now. 74 and cloudy in Annapolis. It is 71 under cloudy skies in Reisterstown. Let's take a phone call here from Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, and good morning. By the way, I did see the movie Disclosure Day yesterday. It was a real science fiction horror, I have to admit. So just to let people who have not seen it yet know what it's about. You get the idea?
Yeah, that's the Spielberg movie, right?
Yeah, it is. So it's really scary. But anyway, I did see it yesterday. The main reason I was calling, which is something else that's really scary, is the fact that Wes Moore keeps talking about his medals and everything else and has some people defending him despite the fact that we don't have any evidence knowing whether he really deserved to have these medals or not. So would it have been better for him to just keep quiet about the medals in the first place, just say he served in the military, which is true, and that was it, and then let it go at that? Or why did he have to go for this whole rigmarole having medals, which is just metal? Both my parents are veterans, both serving on the Navy, and they don't boast about their medals, so why should he?
Right. Well, I think what happened here is, if you remember the chronology of the story, and that is that he put the that he was a Bronze Star recipient on his application to be a White House fellow during the Bush administration with when Condi Rice was the National Security Advisor, and he was hoping to work with her. And so he embellished that resume that he was not a Bronze Star recipient. And then people took that White House application and started running with it. There were a number of interviews where they had said that he was a Bronze Star recipient. He never corrected them at that point. And so he's the one that put it on his application. Then they took it and ran with it, and he could have corrected him, but he never did. So he gave the appearance that he was a Bronze Star recipient when he actually wasn't. And then he got to scramble to get it. So that's what caused the controversy. And I do remember Mackenzie Frost was one of the first to ask him directly about that question when he was running for governor first time around. Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. So it was a self-created scandal or controversy, and now that he's got caught in, and you know, when you're a pathological, and I think this is the case, when you're a pathological liar, you lie about everything, and you don't know what the truth is. So you just continue to tell more lies to try to cover up the initial lie, and you get yourself in trouble. Michael in Parkville, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling about
the Bronze Star that our governor has supposedly earned. I'm a veteran of Vietnam. I was not a combat veteran. I was a support veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Bronze Star.
Well, thank you for your service.
Most people do not know there are two versions of the Bronze Star. There is a Bronze Star for meritorious service,
right,
which I have, and there is a Bronze Star for valor, which has what they call a V device.
Right, and
that's one grade. It would be one grade below the Silver Star.
Yeah, and to my knowledge, he was a Bronze Star recipient, not with the V.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's
the meritorious, and he also has another. He's got a combat action badge, which was for an incident where rockets fell on a forward operating base in Afghanistan, and he was not in direct fire. It's indirect fire. And so he claimed that he was in, that he led troops into combat with under direct fire. That also is belied by the combat action badge he received was not for the incident that he claimed. So there are two scandals now with his honors. Michael, got to run, but listen.
I got to run, but listen.
Thanks so much.
When I was in the military, there was no such thing as a combat badge. You're either CIB or nothing.
All right. Thanks so much. I appreciate your service and you giving us your expertise on that. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman there for you 24/7 should you need them. And the best thing about Michael Friedman's firm is, you know, that it is basically Michael, Stephen, and Rachel Alpert Friedman. So that when you call, you know which attorneys you're going to get. When you call some of these big firms, again, you get shuffled around. You get passed from attorney to attorney. You don't even know which attorney you're going to be meeting with. But you know when you walk in the doors of the law office, Michael E. Friedman, you get Michael, you get Stephen, or Rachel Alpert Friedman. Those are the big three attorneys there, and they're going to handle your case, and I think they handle it better than just about anybody else does. One of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year because of their incredible record, because they put your recovery priority number one, and they take care of everything, and I mean everything, so that you can concentrate on getting better. Here's their website, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, Amit Thomason. Vice President Vance says the initial round of peace talks with Iran has created a good foundation for a successful final deal to end the war. Correspondent Amir Madani is covering the negotiations.
It's been an intense day here for people as the U.S.-Iran talks finally got underway at the Bergenstock Resort in Switzerland. Vice President J.D. Vance told reporters before the talks that the U.S. sought a reset with Iran. But back home, President Trump threatened Iran again over its support of Hezbollah, and that appears to have hindered progress. It's still unclear what progress these talks will make, but today certainly proved the path ahead for the U.S. and Iran remains a difficult one.
Quoting Vice President Vance, we haven't built the house, but we've laid a successful foundation to get a good place for the American people. The winds of change once again rearranging the national political scene in the UK.
Outside number 10 at Downing Street, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced he's stepping down as leader of the governing Labour Party.
Every decision I've taken has been about putting the country I love first. That is why I will resign as leader of the Labour Party.
Starmer had made the decision after facing growing pressure to hand over to a new leader who can try and revive the government's flagging fortunes. He's been in office since leading Labour to a landslide election victory in July 2024. In those 2 years, though, his popularity and that of the party have plummeted. His departure was triggered in particular by the victory of Andy Burnham, the popular ex-mayor of Greater Manchester, Charles de Ledesma, London.
Britain will get its seventh prime minister in just over 10 years. Raging wildfire has driven all 1,000 residents of Eureka, Utah, from their homes. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 3 points higher. NASDAQ futures better by 30 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
Good morning, here on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Okay, so the accident scene on 895, you'll see it as you're going into the tunnel. It's off to the right side. There were two vehicles involved. Police cars were all there, well back beyond the white line in the painted out area. That was the accident that sat there for about 15 to 20 minutes southbound. Backed us up on the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, recovering now. 95 took a little bit of a hit as the traffic went over there, so 95 is now backed up around the top of the hill at Keith Avenue, backing up to the O'Donnell Street ramp. So we're a little bit slower than we should be. New wreck from Baltimore County, Bel Air Road at Fitch Avenue. That's right outside the Beltway. They're still working on the wreck on eastbound Route 32 in Howard County as you're crossing the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms as we get into your Monday afternoon. Highs are going to be in the upper 80s and lower 90s with heat and humidity building as well. More storms on Monday night, then we'll start to dry out by midweek. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 degrees in Randallstown and 74 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland and D.C. health departments are working to notify individuals who may have come in contact with a person who has the measles. The Maryland resident recently traveled internationally and may have exposed others. The infected person was at Dulles International at the arrivals corridor and transportation to the baggage claim area between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. on June 17th. The person was also at the Mary Center Adams Morgan Clinic in D.C. between 4 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on the 17th. And city police issued a dispersal order to clear out a large crowd in Fells Point over the weekend. According to The Sun, police say more than 1,000 young people had gathered in the area of Thames Street and South Broadway and around the waterfront. Lindsay Eldridge says the order was issued for unlawful assembly. Less than 24 hours earlier, a shots fired incident near the Broadway Market led to the arrest of a 16-year-old boy. The winning Maryland lottery number, pick 3, was 282. The pick 4, 3565. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pairshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Colton Cowser yesterday in L.A., milking the Dodgers.
And Cowser hits a high drive to deep center. Paez back. Paez will watch it go. Colton Cowser.
Bouncer to dead center field.
Yeah, you hear the Moo Birds in the background. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson Kauser's seventh home run in his last 30 games after going homerless in his first 38. O's crush LA 12-1 was the final. They take the series 2-1. After the game, Kauser said the key for him was slowing down at the plate and was asked what that actually means.
I think it's just slowing down your body, slowing down your mind, and just trying to relax in the batter's box and, you know, control what you can control. And I think whenever you get sped up is you know, whenever you end up making bad swing decisions, and maybe getting a little too big like I did there in my last two at-bats.
Kauser batting 304 now in his last 30 games. Meanwhile, Adley Rutschman back on the IL for the fourth time in 365 days, this time on the concussion injured list, out for a minimum of 7 days. Meanwhile, at Yankee Stadium yesterday, the hometown Father's Day crowd went home disappointed.
And Stevenson gives it a ride. Left field. Caballero fading back. And that is gone into the bullpen. Number six for Stevenson. A two-out, three-run shot.
John Sadak had the call on Reds TV. Tyler Stevenson's three-run shot. The big blow is since he takes 2 of 3 from New York. 4-1 the final yesterday. Chase Burns wins his 8th game in a row for the Reds. So, as we sit here almost at the halfway point of the MLB season, the AL East looks like this. Yanks lead the Rays by 2, Toronto by 8.5. The Birds sit in 4th, 10.5 back at 37-42 on pace for 76 wins a year after they won 75. Coming up in 30 minutes, today, a memorable day in Orioles history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up in this hour, Baltimore City staffers accessed the Inspector General server over 400 times prior to the upcoming trial. Why the Save America Act must pass. We've got Democrats' schemes to share with you here this morning. Baltimore County executives weigh in on crime. Well, not all of them. And also, we'll take a look at Mayor Scott. His advisor, Marvin James, rarely seen at City Hall, but he's raking in the dough and the perks and bennies of being attached at the hip to Mayor B.S. Indeed. Senior advisor, according to Mackenzie Frost over at Fox 45, a senior advisor to Mayor B.S. earns nearly $200,000 a year as a city-issued vehicle, which he drives all over the place. Just not the law is you're only supposed to drive it to and from City Hall and on official business, not for personal use, not to go work on another campaign in our nation's capital, but apparently he's been seen there. Marvin James, one of Scott's closest political allies. This has been the guy that spent 22 times in the skybox at M&T Bank Stadium. This is a guy that retired, had a $4,000 party, a retirement party thrown for him, and he never left city government. This is in your face. We don't care about tax dollars. What are you going to do about it? You know, because it's the same ideology. They keep voting in. But kudos to McKenzie for uncovering this. So they followed him. They surveilled him for about 3 weeks. And during that time, he was only at City Hall twice, $200,000 a year with a city-issued vehicle. Fox 45 News observed James at the campaign headquarters of D.C. mayoral candidate Kenyon McDuffie. He was seen arriving at the campaign office, entering the building, spending time inside during normal business hours, all while employed full-time by the city of Baltimore. So as you can see, questions have been raised, and some of them even asked of the mayor himself.
What's the job description for special advisors to the mayor, and is there some sort of clock in, clock out schedule that they're supposed to follow?
So I think, McKinsey, what we'll say is this. When you're a salaried person, we have an official way to track people's time through Workday, and everybody has to do that. Whether you're a sanitation worker, whether you're the city administrator, whether you're the police commissioner, special advisor, everyone follows that, and so that's the way that we can track people's time so that we're not dealing with some of the things that we dealt with in the past.
So, quick follow-up, is there a job description that the special advisors are supposed to follow, or does it vary depending on the person in the role?
It is about what they're advising on. That simple.
What? Jeez. I don't mean to laugh, but it just... It depends on what they're advising. If they're advising me on my campaign, on my stuff, then yeah, they can do anything they want. If they're advising, Mark Conway on the city council, then not so much. Or it's just amazing. All right, stay tuned. There's more. 8:13 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
It's like Irwin C. Corey.
Yes.
Like, what is he saying? Not quite getting it. Bolivar County is out with a wreck just north of the Beltway, Bel Air Road at Fitch Avenue. So that may impact the ramps from the Beltway going north and, of course, the traffic coming down from Putty Hill on Bel Air Road southbound. 895 cleared out almost completely now from the wreck that happened about 30 minutes ago. Those vehicles are completely off the roadway, but 95 took the hit, and they're slow southbound from O'Donnell Street now going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So there's going to be some leftover heavy traffic there. It's all trying to get better, and then we should be fine. The outer loop right here at Hartford Road, no problems. The inner loop at Greenspring, a little bit slow approaching the JFX, and then going over to the west side of the Beltway. And we're going to be backed up a little bit here from 795 going down through I-70 and then eventually getting better as you're working away south towards Frederick Road. City police 20 minutes ago with a wreck, Northern Parkway at Roland Avenue, and I think they're still on the scene in Howard County, and it was eastbound. Route 32 was slow with the wreck right there at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a stay weather alert day today. Strong, severe thunderstorms with heavy rains, damaging winds, and that should be sometime this afternoon or this evening. It will be hot and humid. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. And then cooling down on Tuesday with more rain throughout the day today for tomorrow. And we need the rain. We really do after that gorgeous weekend. So that's all right. I'll take it on the weekend and let it rain during the week. Right now we're looking at 73 and cloudy in Ellicott City, 72 in Owings Mills. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. It was on this day in 1775, Congress authorized the issue of $2 million in bills of credit. By the spring of 75, Colonial Colonial leaders, concerned by British martial law in Boston and increasing constraints on their trade, had led their forces in battle against the Crown, but the American revolutionaries encountered a small problem on the way to the front. They lacked the funds necessary to wage prolonged war. Though hardly the colony's first dalliance with paper notes, the Massachusetts Bay Colony had issued its own bills in 1690. The large-scale distribution of revolutionary currency was fairly new ground for the Americans. Moreover, the bills, known at the time as Continentals, notably lacked the rendering of the British king. Instead, some of the notes featured likenesses of revolutionary soldiers and the inscription, "The United Colonies." But whatever their novelty, the Continentals proved to be a poor economic instrument, backed them by nothing more than the promise of future tax revenues, and prone to rampant inflation, the notes ultimately had little fiscal value. As George Washington noted at the time, quote, "A wagon load of currency will hardly purchase a wagon load of provisions," end of quote. Thus, the Continental failed and left the young nation saddled with a hefty war debt. We wouldn't really establish a new paper currency until the Civil War, but still coin was the only thing of value of the day. And also on this day, June 22nd, 1945, during World War II, the U.S. 10th Army overcomes the last major pockets of Japanese resistance on Okinawa Island, ending one of the bloodiest battles of World War II. The same day, Japanese Lieutenant General Matsuro Ushijima, the commander of Okinawa's defense, committed suicide with a number of Japanese officers and troops rather than surrender. Overall, the Japanese lost 120,000 troops in the defense of Okinawa, while the Americans suffered 12,500 dead, 35,000 wounded. Of the 36 Allied ships lost, most were destroyed by the 2,000 or so Japanese pilots who gave up their lives in kamikaze missions. With the capture of Okinawa, the Allies prepare for the invasion of Japan, a military operation predicted to be far bloodier than the 1944 Allied invasion of Western Europe. That plan called for invading the southern island of Kyushu in November of 1945 and the main Japanese islands of Honshu in March of 1946. In July of that year, however, the United States successfully tested an atomic bomb after dropping two of those devastating weapons on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Japan eventually would surrender. And let's look at today as we celebrate America's 250th birthday.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it, you need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that could be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
8:20 minutes after the hour still to come. We're going to take a look at what, of course, the special advisor to Mayor Scott actually does. He's got a nice work if you can get it. $200,000, city issued car, and you only have to show up maybe once a week or so. Nice work if you can truly get it. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, treasurer.
Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, regional sales director. Victoria, I see that Lori and Harmony Hall is the first Purple Flag accredited assisting living in Maryland. So what is Purple Flag?
Thank you for asking. So Purple Flag means that we have an accreditation from the program because we exceeded standards in over 60 areas that they have outlined that you need to in terms of catering to those with cognitive impairment. So our program is what's called a person-centered program, which means that we're looking at all aspects of them when it comes to their care. So their care plan is going to be very person-centered, as I said earlier, meaning that we have outlined, what their likes and dislikes are, what makes them tick, what motivates them, what they like to eat, things like that, to make sure that we're really catering to their needs throughout their day. Purple Flag is accreditation for excellence in dementia care, and we are the first in Maryland to receive this accreditation, and we are one of 39 other assisted livings who have received it. So it is not easy, I will tell you. It took a lot of time writing the program, a lot of back and forth with making sure we were in line with all of the standards, but we did it, we rolled it out, and we have seen a huge change in how we all approach memory care as a whole in our company, not even just at Laurie and Harmony Hall. So achieving this, you know, this certificate of excellence has just meant a lot to our building and to our residents, and their families have just seen such a big difference in care. It's really moved us forward.
Now, well, congratulations on that, because that's quite an achievement. So the first Purple Flag accredited assisted living in the state of Maryland is Laurie and Harmony Hall and their brand new innovative Harmony Park. For more information, log on to laurieandassistedliving.com. That's laurieandassistedliving.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
8:23, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so 8:95, the Old Harbor Tunnel, that's just about completely cleared out where we had the wreck earlier, which backed us up to the Urban Avenue ramp. Of course, the word gets out back in Rosedale that there's a problem at the Old Harbor Tunnel, so everybody just kind of moved over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and that's still slow as you're coming around the curve at the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And from there, we're going into the tunnel, but we're still backed up, so maybe 15 to 20 minutes there. And we'll keep an eye on that. Hopefully that will begin to clear itself out. It looks like, according to the data, that things are a little better across Route 32, approaching I-95 at one point. All of that was solid red all the way back to Route 29. It's now showing that traffic is moving a little better through there. Baltimore County with the new wreck is right outside the Beltway at Bel Air Road at Fitch Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. And, of course, we're now officially in summer. It's going to be a stay weather alert day today. Strong, severe storms are possible. Heavy rains, damaging winds later on this afternoon into the early evening hours. Otherwise, it's going to be hot and humid. High about 91 today. And right now we're looking at starting to heat up a little bit already. It is 73 in Pikesville and 72 in Ocean City. We're talking about Mayor's advisor, very close friend. Obviously, the guy's been invited to the Skybox 22 times. They threw him a birthday, a retirement bash for $4,000, and he never really left City Hall. So it's all, you know, again, this is just the complete abuse. It's an abuse of power. It's an abuse of taxpayers' money. And Mackenzie Frost followed Marvin James around, and he was driving his city-issued vehicles, a Ford Escape, just about everywhere he went. And it looks like that became his personal car, and that's a no-no, and she asked the mayor about that.
If a special advisor has a take-home vehicle, are there rules preventing them from using that vehicle for personal use or going to another job perhaps at the same time when they, during the middle of the day, during the week?
Everybody has to follow the rules.
Which are what?
There's a vehicle, take-home vehicle policy that I know that you're aware of, Mackenzie. Everyone has to follow it.
Yeah, but are you aware of it, Mr. Mayor? It doesn't seem like you're aware of it because you deflected the question. I know there's a plan. You're aware of it, Mackenzie, but, you know, just amazing. So then, of course, Marvin James is, and there's all sorts of, look, I understand he's your buddy. He's your friend. And this is, he's not the first one to use patronage to give somebody a job at City Hall. Believe me, this has been going on for decades in Baltimore. But this is, it's one thing to give a friend a job that actually is going out and earning it, okay? It's another to give somebody make work. You're giving them a salary of nearly $200,000. You're giving them a city-issued vehicle. They're not even showing up to work at City Hall on a regular basis. And they're going down to D.C. to advise somebody else on their political campaign. Meanwhile, the taxpayers of Baltimore City are the ones footing the bill, according to published accounts. And this is just, again, there's no idea of what he's doing for the city of Baltimore. Marvin James, none. Nobody knows what he does and how he earns his money. And once again, being called into question about his special advisor, Marvin James.
For 3 weeks, we observed one of your special advisors, Marvin James, show up to work at City Hall only twice. And he also, during that same time, drove the city-issued vehicle to various personal stops and even to D.C. to do some work on a mayoral campaign. Is that appropriate, and is that a good use of taxpayer resources when we know the salary that he's pulling?
So what we'll do is, we can't just take your word for something, McKenzie. We will investigate anything, and we'll take appropriate action when necessary.
Well, in the first clip we played, didn't he say they have some kind of program they can track their time? I thought he did. Let me go back and look at my transcript here, because I thought it was something called something work, if I'm not mistaken. It is some kind of city program, city software, or what have you, that they use to track people's time. And I don't know if they track your location. That I don't know, but it sounded to me. Oh yeah, here it is. When you're a salaried person, we have an official way to track people's time through Workday, and everybody has to do that. Whether you're a sanitation worker, whether you're a city administrator, whether you're a police commissioner, special advisor, everyone follows that. So I would imagine it's very simple that you don't want to take McKenzie's word for it. And McKenzie would never embarrass herself by making a false charge or accusation. I would be very easy to check it. So Mr. Mayor, go back and check your Workday program and see. Here's the question. What does Marvin James do for his money? How is he benefiting the taxpayers of the city of Baltimore? And while you're working to see where he was with his city-issued vehicle, you can work on the rest of those questions as well. That would be a great, great thing to do. All right. It's coming up on 8:29, and we'll tell you about Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Vinny and his team of agents, again, they are just really, really good at what they do, and that's sell your home. And so once you sit down and you meet with Vinny, and you're able to discuss asking price and time frame, you both agree on that, you sign on the dotted line right there on the contract, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. It is that simple. And Vinny makes it simple because he's been doing it for 23 years, 10 of which you've heard him here on WCBM. And, of course, he's got that database of nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So let Vinny do it for you. It's the person I'm going to trust to sell my home when it comes time for us to downsize. Who knows when that'll be, but maybe the next year or two. And so I'll just pick up the phone, call Vinny, because I know my home will sell like that. He's got all sorts of programs that can guarantee that he sells about 3% faster for 3% more money on average than other realtors. So call Vinny, 410-793-7515, 410-793-7515, or you can go online, VinnySteele.com, and tell him I told you to call. It's 8:30. Let's get the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Anne Arundel County Police are continuing to investigate a shooting that left 6 people injured over the weekend. It happened shortly after 4:30 Saturday morning in the 1300 block of Charwood Road in Hanover. And when police arrived, they found one shooting victim and he was taken to a hospital. Police then received calls from 3 area hospitals that reported walk-in shooting victims. In all, 4 adults and 2 juveniles suffered injuries that are not considered to be life-threatening. Police say their investigation is ongoing and more details will be released at a later time. The Board of Education in Baltimore County has selected its preferred candidate to become the new superintendent of schools. The board says pending state approval, it will announce the name of the selected candidate today, and the panel will meet in person Wednesday evening to appoint the next superintendent. Dr. Miriam Rogers will retire July 1st, and that's when the new superintendent will take office. The candidates are Dr. William Heiser, Dr. Penelope Martin Knox, Dr. Edward Ryans, and Dr. David Sovine. The Bel Air Police Department says a stolen guitar worth $15,000 has been found and returned to Musicland. Police received an out-of-state call last month from someone in New Jersey who purchased the contents of an abandoned storage unit site unseen for $200. The unit contained 4 guitars, and the buyer recognized that the stolen instrument was one of them. Musicland owner Dr. Larry Noto says everyone in the shop is thrilled that the 1947 Martin D28 acoustic guitar has been returned. Earlier this year, 4 suspects were arrested for theft, but the guitar had yet to be found. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
America, 250 years strong. And this Independence Day, Peak Custom Remodeling is honoring the occasion with a roof-raising celebration you don't want to miss. Right now, through July, Peak is offering 25% off all roofing projects, and that's a huge discount to protect your home with a roof built for America's next 250 years. Peak is a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company, an elite distinction earned by less than 1% of roofers nationwide. And that CertainTeed designation means rigorously trained installers, premium products, and something truly unique. Peak's forever guarantee. Your new roof is fully warranted, both product and labor, for you and the next owner. Peace of mind. No ordinary roofer in Maryland can match. This 250th anniversary roofing sale ends soon, so act fast and save thousands. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomremodeling.com. That's 443-988-7325. Peak Custom Remodeling, a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company.
It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the Harbor Tunnels are pretty much clear now, though 895 was a little bit slow, just a speed reduction after O'Donnell Street, but all that backup is gone now from the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's gone. In the meantime, the Parkville side of the Beltway looks good. The inner loop through Green Spring was a little slow, and the west side, a couple of pockets here just around I-70 down towards Route 40 was a little bit slow there. The southwest side of the Beltway looks good. Baltimore County is working on the wreck. They're right outside the Beltway at Bel Air Road at Fitch Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms as we get into your Monday afternoon. Highs are going to be in the upper 80s and lower 90s with heat and humidity building as well. More storms on Monday night, then we'll start to dry out by midweek. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The most direct route from Los Angeles to Anaheim is the I-5 South, otherwise known as the Santa Ana Freeway. And that 27-mile trip was what the O's took after polishing off the Dodgers yesterday in Chavez Ravine.
Their starters give them a chance to win pretty much every night.
A ball thumped the other way by Pete Alonso, sailing through the Los Angeles sky. And once again, Pete visits the bleachers at Dodger Stadium.
Kevin Brown and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer with the call on Masson. Alonso's 18th of the year. He's on pace for 38. It was a three-run shot in the seventh, cemented a 12-1 win for the Birds, taking the series 2-3. After the game, manager Albanez saying the list of heroes yesterday was long.
I mean, Pete, Gunnar, Ward, Blaze, Kowser, like it was really fun to watch. Great at bat quality, great swings.
It'll be a homecoming today for Taylor Ward, who homered yesterday, by the way, one of four for the Birds. Ward played 8 years in Anaheim. Now, this coming Thursday, the U.S. men's soccer team will be back in action against Turkey, final game of group play, and it was rendered meaningless because of what the U.S. did last Friday.
Balogun to the byline, Balogun into the middle, dead! It's the United States once again on the board early!
Call on Fox, Cameron Burgess credited with that goal, and the U.S. advances to the knockout round 2-0 over the Aussies, looking pretty, pretty good. U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills, Wyndham Clark riding the roller coaster to the victory. Well, wire to wire, perhaps, but was standing a 3-over-73 on Sunday to collect a $4.5 million paycheck. He's got two PGA Tour wins in his career, both at the U.S. Open. Last Friday, MLB lost its oldest link to the sports golden era as Al Worthington, a star relief pitcher for the Minnesota Twins, passed away. Worthington held the distinction of being the oldest living World Series champion, a member of the Giants' 1954 World Series championship team, the same team that is remembered for Willie Mays' iconic The Catch in Game 1, a liner off the bat of Vic Wirtz in right center field. Al Worthington passed away at the age of 97. And finally, on this day in Orioles baseball history, how about this? We take you back 47 years ago to the day, June 22nd, 1979. Perhaps, well, it is one of the most memorable days in Oriole history.
1-1 by Chovic. Here's a fly ball. A two-run homer. The Orioles win the ball game.
flagship.
That was the great Bill O'Donnell, and of course Charlie Ekman had the call on the flagship WFBR in Baltimore. Get out of here, get out of here. We'll live in Orioles history. As Oriole magic was born on that day, the Birds would go on to win 102 games that year, but get upset by the Pirates, as you know, in the World Series. Time now is 8:37. When we return, Whoopi Goldberg has done it again.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
To this day, I can never tolerate We Are Family by Sister Sledge. If it comes on the radio, it goes off immediately.
I get
when
that.
Anybody plays it, I leave the room. It is that much of a emotional reaction.
So it means different things to different people, as I'm sure you know. Ironically, that was the last song played at my nephew's wedding. Because it's a good dance song, right?
And I would have left.
And it's too.
I would have left the wedding at that point.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't take it.
That is too much.
I can't take it. And people don't remember that was the Pirates rally song.
Of course.
They played during the 7-9 series victory over the Birds.
Wow. Okay. I got that and duly noted.
Thank you.
Never play that on this air.
Never.
May I play this, though, for you?
Yes.
Whoopi Goldberg on The View, the Knicks accepting the invitation to the White House. And here's Whoopi's take.
I want them to go.
Do you?
I want all those black men.
Wow.
To stand in our house and remind all of those people, as we try to remind
the Vice President,
mm-hmm. that when you try to destroy one part of history, you're destroying all of our histories. And they...
I'll cut it off right there.
Yeah.
Again, just a black-white issue.
Well, that's all they have left. That's all they do is fan the flames of racial animus and division because they're a party bereft of any significant ideas or solutions. So you just try to keep... it's like what the communists have done, is try to divide the American people. They started out in Chicago and Wisconsin and the like, and now we see it again. We see Democrat socialists on the rise in New York and D.C. We have the mayor there that is also, well, for all intents and purposes, be mayor. So everywhere you go, but again, and they use their minions in the media like Whoopi Goldberg as well. I mean, you know, would Whoopi Goldberg be anywhere today in a communist social society? Probably not.
Would she be the definition of a useful idiot?
Yeah, you hit it.
She would.
You hit it right on the head.
Sad.
Thanks, Kerry. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour. Folks want to weigh in on Marvin James. I don't know, something going on with our phone system here for a second. Mine is... Oh, there it is. That was bizarre. Okay, let's see if it's working. Bruce in Timonium. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
We're doing A-okay.
I'll tell you a quick little story that somebody very close to me many years ago used to work for Bethlehem Steel. And they would take off work to do other jobs, and their boss would go ahead and punch them in and out all the time, and even overtime. And then at the end of the week, when it got time to get paid, one person would pay the boss half his pay because, you know, what the heck, he wasn't there earning it. He was doing something else.
Right.
I would bet that if you were to follow the money with Marvin James and Mayor BS, that... this $200,000 a year job that he's not really doing any work for, and he has a government vehicle that he's using when he's not supposed to be, part of that $200,000 a year is making its way back into Brandon Scott's pockets.
Well, that might be one of the reasons why he's fighting Inspector General Isabel Cummings so hard on this access to city records and so on and so forth. And it's another reason. We found out right before the trial started, Bruce, with Isabel coming and this fight with the mayor, that city staffers, those working on IT for Baltimore City, accessed her server over 400 times.
Yeah. There's something definitely very nefarious going on here. And if we could ever get to the bottom of it, this mayor should be buried under the jail. He's definitely, the way I see this, the only way I can describe this is we're a city of predominantly black people run by a predominantly black government, and I see it as black-on-black crime. Basically, they're robbing the citizens of Baltimore City without a gun.
And that reference, buried under the jail, you meant that he'd be in prison for a long time, not that anything would happen to him.
I know. Nothing will ever happen to him because it's Baltimore and it's so corrupt. But I guarantee you some of that...
Well, yeah, here's the thing. It happened to Catherine Pugh. It's happened to Sheila Dixon. I mean, it has happened to black politicians. So we'll see. Again, but... When you're paying people like that for make work jobs, you're right. Somebody is getting paid off somewhere. Bruce, thanks for the call. Travis in Baltimore says, Sean, you're right. No show employees like Marvin James waste the hard earned taxpayers' money. For some reason, I lost that. I don't know what's going on here. I'm getting all these surges in the electrical circuits here. There it is. Found the screen again. It just wiped it out. Problem is, the majority of city residents don't pay taxes or pay so little they don't care. The taxpayers who might be upset are far outnumbered by those who have no reason to care. Solution, everyone should have skin in the game, even if it's $100 a month, and maybe they would start caring. I don't like the earned income tax credit. Never have, never will. Everybody should be paying something, and that way they would have skin in the game. That is true. It's 8:43. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I was surging about 20 minutes ago.
Yes, you were. You're on a surge.
Took a roll eight. I feel much better.
Okay, thank you.
Just in case.
Well, cut down on some of those emissions.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Not in this small room. Be like the gas chamber. The Outer Loop West Side, just in the last couple of minutes, got slow again right here at Liberty Road going down towards I-70 and down to Route 40. The Inner Loop at Green Spring is slow. The Parkville side was getting a little better, but I was concerned about what suddenly caused this backup on the west side. It's moving down here near I-70 Security Boulevard, but right at Liberty Road it's backed up again. So a late-arriving crowd for the traffic on the Beltway, doing much better now at both the Harbor Tunnels. It's going to be a little busy at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but not bad there. There's a late wreck and a big wreck, apparently, in Montgomery County towards Germantown. Southbound 270 is affected there at Route 118. There's a multi-mile backup right now on 270 southbound in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is a stay weather alert day today. Strong, severe storms, heavy rains, damaging winds, and possible afternoon, evening thunderstorm is still there. As far as hot and humid the rest of the day, and we're going to be close to 91 degrees today, so keep that in mind as you head out. Right now, cloudy, 75 in the city. It is 76 in Glen Burnie. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. Over 250 participants are currently in a relay run carrying the American flag across the country with plans to reach Washington, D.C. by Independence Day. Again, they're crossing 3,000 miles, 160 miles per day, going around the clock for 20 days straight at about 9 minute per mile pace. Each mile of the run is dedicated to a particular military veteran. Here's Joe Nail and his buddy that organized the rally.
Relay for America has a really simple mission, which is uniting Americans 1 mile at a time. And we think that America is still an exceptional place. I think that there's this narrative that people like to talk about all the things that are wrong with America. And really the spirit of this relay is showing all the things that are right with America. We're a couple of young people. We love this country. And we had this big idea that for America's 250th birthday, we wanted to do something really special to bring people together and accomplish a really big goal. So on Sunday morning at the Pacific Ocean, we set off with a pretty small crew of about 15 people and this big dream of going coast to coast. And now for 3,019 miles straight, at about a 9-minute average pace through the day, through the night. The flag will never stop moving until it gets to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, so we put out the website with a video online. It got a lot of views, and it channeled a lot of people over to the website to sign up for those different segments. And the response was very overwhelming. We had over 1,000 applications to be part of the runners that would carry the American flag within the first week. So that was very encouraging to me to be able to push forward fully with this idea. And that's when I moved into Joe's dorm room at Stanford so that we could work on this room full time leading into the relay.
Yeah, so that was Wyatt Moss. He's co-founder of Relay for America. He's a marathoner. And the first voice here was Joe Nail, co-founder of the Relay, member of the U.S. Army National Guard. They basically left from, on Flag Day, they left from the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. So far, the route takes them through Yosemite National Park and across the Nevada desert. If you've ever been on U.S. 50, on the Nevada, it's called literally the loneliest road in America. There's nothing for miles and miles and miles, and yet these individuals are going to be running. They'll make their way through Colorado, through Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, southwestern Pennsylvania, Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia, and finally D.C. in time for Independence Day. And that's our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mill.
WCBM Baltimore.
So Fox 35 interviewing the Democrat Baltimore County executive candidates on what is their crime plan. In order, you will hear Izzy Patoka, Julian Jones, Patrick Young, and Nick Stewart on how they plan to tackle crime.
Right now, they're limited to the courthouse, where they're mainly doing prisoner transport. They're trained officers. They can do so much more. They're right in Towson. I think that the sheriff's office will be willing to engage outside of the courthouse, but also into the community so that we have a stronger law enforcement presence.
The way we're going to do that, we're going to have a visibility. We're going to, first of all, we're going to free up our officers. We have a plan to try to take some things off their plate so that they can focus on hot spots and focus on the serious crimes. Secondly, we have a plan where I'm going to utilize an untapped resource, our school resource officers. They have a special, they have the right temperament, they have the right training to deal with kids.
There is a belief that we can arrest our way out of these problems. And the reality is that we should and need to arrest and get violent criminals off the street. We need to remember that there are indicative causes of crime that Baltimore County government and we as a people have a responsibility to address.
We got to be tough on crime, but we got to be smart on crime and do the things that other jurisdictions do that see real results. So this means tracking our data and holding ourselves accountable for performance. It means hiring more police officers for community policing. It means aggressively targeting and prosecuting repeat offenders and providing true, meaningful youth interventions.
Yeah, unfortunately, there isn't a lot of talk of accountability there for the juveniles and for the repeat violent offenders and the illegal aliens. Not remember, all of these guys pretty much support illegal aliens running free in the sanctuary, so-called pseudo-sanctuary county of Baltimore County. So that doesn't sound like too much of a crime plan to me. How about you? 850, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Dan Cox. As America celebrates 250 years of God-given freedom, we're reminded that Americans never give up, and neither should Maryland. Families are being crushed by higher taxes, fees, and electric bills, while politicians make our communities less safe. We cannot afford more of the same. As governor, I'll fight for your wallets and your values, support law enforcement, improve education, and put Maryland families first. I'm Dan Cox, the real Republican in this race. Just say no more. Vote Dan Cox for governor on June 23rd. Authority Dan Cox for Governor, Nick Crock. CPA Treasurer.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now the final report of the morning is Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so northbound 895. Just thought I'd come around this side, see what's going on. It's slow going into the tunnel. So if you're coming up through the plaza and then northbound on 895, it's slow. It's coming out on the north end, so it's just a slow pocket right here. Everybody else with the tunnel southbound starting to clear out now and settle down. The late ride on the Beltway, a couple of areas, Interloop at Green Spring and the west side. Between about Liberty Road, I-70, and Frederick Road, they're starting to settle down now and getting a little bit better. Just got word that southbound 270, we mentioned this wreck in Montgomery County near Route 118, coming into Georgetown, or make that to Germantown. The southbound side now officially has been blocked because of that wreck. So that's going to be a big problem there for the traffic coming down from the Frederick-Montgomery County line and into Germantown. And again, that would be 270 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It's a stay weather alert day today due to some strong, severe storms might be heading our way. Heavy winds and downpours, damaging winds, and of course, possibly later this afternoon, early this evening. But it'll be hot and humid, 91 degrees today. And look at Kim whooping it up in studio here today. Not even on the air yet. She's beside herself. Pasadena 77 right now, 75 in Middle River. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
It was great. I actually had a good weekend.
Oh, good.
Yes. Well, it was Father's Day, so
right.
Of course Olivia was with her
with
dad.
Right.
And I got the opportunity to go to York, Pennsylvania for this charity event, and I don't know how it happened, but I ended up backstage meeting Dustin Lynch and Randy Houser. I was like, wait, what's going on? It was all happening so fast, Sean.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know how I ended up back there.
Great country concert.
I know. Yeah. I was so excited. Anyway, so I had a great weekend. But then I noticed that those in Baltimore City did not have such a great weekend.
Right.
AFRAM was well attended, right? This big festival that they have every year. And unfortunately, kids just ruined the party, as they always do. But here's the thing, Sean. I want people to be specific at this point because they're calling these things teen takeovers, right? These are teen link-ups. No, there is a specific demographic that shows up and ruins it for everybody. And in this case, AFRAM, these are Black Americans that went to go enjoy the festivities, and it was ruined by young Black juveniles that don't know how to behave.
Yeah, it was a rough weekend. You had the 14-year-old that stole a car, killed a 3-year-old.
The 3-year-old, the Fells Point mayhem.
The Fells Point, 16-year-old,
I
think.
Same crowd.
Gun, fire. Then you had another one at the AFRAM as well. So it's the same crowd. It's the same mindset.
It was a violent weekend. We're going to get into all of that, of course.
Maybe, you know, they can go under, Marvin James can do something, and he can take some of these utes under his wing.
You think so?
Well, you got to find something to pay him for. 200 grand, and he barely shows up.
We're going to talk about that, too.
I bet you are.
We have lots to talk about. And then, of course, Wyndham Clark winning the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah.
He's on a generational run, this kid. Okay. I actually messaged, I put a comment under his girlfriend's post. They just, launched their relationship. I think she's his good luck charm. He was already good, but now he's great.
Well, he was up by 6 strokes and almost blew it.
Almost.
But he's still a U.S. Open champion.
Yes. So we got so much to talk about today.
All right. Coming up on Kim Klasick Live, coming up next. Reasons why we need the Save America Act. Here's Chuck Schumer with reason number one.
They will remove 25 million people off the rolls. Why? Because they'll require under this act, which is not going to pass, and we're not going to let it pass. We've defeated in court. I was a lead plaintiff in the decision to do that. We've refused to give them the votes that they would want for this. We never will. What it does is it says every state, send your election rolls not to the Justice Department or the voting division, but to the Department of Homeland Security, where Musk and Doge and Vote have installed an algorithm that determines whether you're legitimately right to vote or not. The algorithm is a fix. It'll knock 20 million people, 30 million people off the rolls, and they don't tell you.
How many people did Joe Biden let into the country illegally? How many people crossed the border? Was it 20 million? 25 million, maybe 30 million. We don't know by the time he counts gotaways and everything else. That's the plan, okay? They don't want the Save America Act because they want illegal aliens in this country either voting illegally or on a path to citizenship. Well, they will be the future of the Democrat Party. Chuck U. Schumer just admitted it for the entire world to see. That's the reason why. And we'll have reason number two tomorrow on the show. Hint, hint, it's from Kamala Harris. That's coming up on tomorrow's program. Rescue Natural Supplements, June is Men's Health Month. And men, if you want to have your vitality and your libido and your muscle mass and strength and being able to recover from exercise, there's a couple of supplements right now that you can really benefit from. One, of course, is Prime RX. The other is Actiflex. Prime RX helping you boost your body's own testosterone. Actiflex helps you when you work out, when you're doing weight training or whatever the case may be, or maybe you're running and your muscle, get that what's called delayed muscle recovery, because it's your muscles get sore, so you don't want to exercise as much. Actiflex does help your muscles recover faster and quicker, so you can get back to your workouts and maintain that muscle mass and your strength as well. Right now, it's buy one, get one free of Prime RX or Actiflex. Use the coupon code FEELSTRONG. That's FEELSTRONG. Feel strong. Buy one, get one free. Prime RX and Actiflex today from Rescue Natural Supplements. That's going to do it for us. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live coming up next. See you tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America on Election Day.
This is the right choice for Maryland.